Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes.
Thank you
very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to. You're gone. You're gone. You're gone. Don't call me again.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
Here is failure to communicate.
Say, baby, hey. Girls say.
Why did he deserve to die?
Yes.
Because he was acting like a total ass.
And in your view, people that you perceive to be ass should be killed?
Well, in many cases, it might make the world a better place.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. You could doctor tapes.
Shut up!
I don't know that one.
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
Where the stars of this piece of shit?
Like this. The last month, Rosie has been taking hormone shots, 3 a day, to produce as many eggs as she can, because we moved to a new process. We tried in vitro fertilization. Now we went to something called GIF, where they take the eggs out of the woman and the sperm from the man, and they put them together and try to fertilize them in addition and put them back in the woman. Well, they took 19 eggs out of Rosie. I mean, that's a record, and I'm really proud of her. On Sunday, and then Monday, my sperm impregnated a bunch of the eggs. And it's tonight, this afternoon, she's going in the hospital to have them put inside of her. And if, in 3 days, we'll know if they take, you know what I mean?
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
And everybody says, oh, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need the tall salad man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do?
Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No Buzz. Negative. Don't forget about Canada.
Oh, I forgot the Canadians.
From Canada, 1-800-636-1067. And from Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. There you go.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank still here.
Welcome, Buzz.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome all. Welcome.
Two.
Welcome.
Three.
Welcome.
Four. One more.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hi, well, it's going to be a good one today.
Oh, boy, we need this today.
We know you're going to be stuck in the car in the snow in the East Coast, and we got Strip Trivia. The couples are here. We'll meet them in a second.
I am very excited. You could not have picked a better day to do this.
We will get to the couples, start the game immediately so that we can end this thing. Everybody can hear it. We'll get the news and the comments on at the... at the end of the show, what was that?
I'm laughing because I just look around and I see the same faces I see on the highways and the byways where people are fed up.
Yeah.
Everybody's just sick of this crap. We are all done with it.
We had a nice, unpredicted snowstorm this morning. The snow is not supposed to start until this afternoon. Right. And this morning, at least here in the D.C. metro area, people, man... people need to get panic rooms, and they need to lock themselves in the panic rooms because we received roughly a quarter an inch of snow.
Right.
A quarter of an inch of snow. You know, this much
a
right
dusting,
here.
As they say.
A dusting. And Jack, man, I want to tell you something. Let's come on, Jack. Let's get real gone when I tell you it shut down. This city that the Beltway, the gigantic eight-lane death strip that is in a big circle around D.C., for 4 hours this morning,
I think when we
was get, not moving.
When we get a forecast like that, when it starts to snow, you get telecommuters that say, I'm going to get in the car.
Yeah.
It seems like the volume of traffic quintuples.
It attracts
and, when this happened. And it was the, you know what, coming in when we come in. I mean, I've never seen it heavier. The traffic than it was today. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I don't know what's in people's minds.
Let's go out.
And listening to the forecast now, I defy you to tell me exactly how much snow we're going to get here in the metro area. Because here's what I've heard.
Yeah, they are so crappy about it.
We have a winter storm warning.
Yes,
and we'll get up to 4 inches of snow by dark. The snow will continue overnight with another. Hold on, here's how they phrase it. Winter storm warning, 1 to 4 inches of snow accumulating by dark. Winter storm continues overnight, up to 4 inches.
An additional 2 to 4 inches.
Right, so that means that would be 8 inches.
But they don't say that, they say now. They say exactly what you've said, and then they say total accumulations by tomorrow, 3 to 6 inches.
And I've also heard, if you watch on the Weather Channel, in between, there's going to be an icing period.
Oh, really?
Like there's going to be a period of ice before it starts snowing again tomorrow.
And late afternoon tomorrow into tomorrow night, we could have moderate to heavy snow, and
then
That's cold.
And that's when they abandon you, because that's when they say, with additional accumulation possible, no prediction.
Right. They don't have a clue.
Yeah, anybody that's planning the weekend, anybody that's got anything going on,
all I know is
bastards.
That we will have a show tomorrow, I guarantee you, at least speaking for me, we'll have a show. I can tell you from my standpoint, I'll be here. I have a bag packed in my car.
Wow.
I've already alerted my family that if, in fact, it looks like it's going to be dicey tomorrow, I'm going to stay at a hotel tonight.
There you go.
And if it's going to be dicey tomorrow, I might have to stay in a hotel again tomorrow night.
There you go.
Just to make sure that I get here to work each day, because they really don't give you a forecast that says we're going to get this much. It's normally 4 inches of snow, no matter where you live. It's no big deal.
I want to give the props to the people that deserve it. And really, it seems to me, at least around Virginia, that's the side that we live on. And I want to tell you, the road crews are now, they got a system. They are kicking ass, because I think they really are doing an incredible job, like anticipating the snow, putting down the salt. I mean, I had wet pavement all the way in. I mean, it's been snowing a little bit today, but they seem to be ahead of the game, and they seem to really have it down to
they had a
system.
They had a problem this morning, and you know, I feel bad for the guys who operate the snow trucks, because they of course get some kind of advance notice from the weather service that we're going to have bad weather, and it started snowing, and they didn't know. So the snow trucks are out, and I happened to be lucky enough to be out this morning about 8 a.m. taking my kid to the doctor for this follow-up for this procedure he had, this arthroscopic thing. And, man, we saw people flying by the trucks that were out there putting the chemicals on, just flying by them, pushing them off to the sides of the road. We were listening for a while this morning. My son and I were listening to WMAL, which is a broke dick AM station for old people here in D.C. And here's what the format was all morning, was people calling and saying where they were and that they weren't moving. Uh-huh. And whole way to the doctor's office, and then we were at the doctor's office. We were there for an hour. We got out. We leave. We're coming back home. The station's still on in the car. It's the same thing. It's still hi. And they were just taking calls from people. You know, hi, what's your name?
This is John.
John, where you at?
I'm on Route 50.
How's it going there, John?
I haven't moved for about 45 minutes.
Thank you. And if one more dick, weather dick tells us that a four-wheel drive vehicle does no good in ice, I am going to take my four-wheel drive vehicle and drive over the individual that tells us that. I think we all know that by now.
I would like to send a personal message out to a disc jockey at one of the news stations, a gentleman that I had the pleasure of hiring years ago, and I will tell you, Sean Anderson, Sean, stop the urgency in your effing voice, okay? It's a snow. It's 2 inches of snow. I don't want to hear you go, what's it like out there? Ooh, scary. You know, he's got this, the hype machine is really being overblown, because really, anybody that's out there in this stuff right now knows it is not what the last one was. It will not be what the last one was.
No, it's not going to be a blizzard. We're not going to get 2 feet of snow.
And the snow is going to fall over a period of time where I firmly believe that they're going to be able to deal with it and get the roads clear, and I'm not worried about it at all.
God, I hope so.
You sound like you're buying into the hype when you say, God, I'll tell you right now, my bag is packed.
You know? Well, my bag is. Go down to my car.
But we're not, you know, I mean, I understand that
I live in the remote area.
You know, where you live, I understand. You know.
We didn't get plowed for 4 days. My wife is already telling me that I should park my car at the top of the hill, which incidentally is a good half-mile hike.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not going to hike up a half mile of a icy road to get in my car when I can just stay at a hotel tonight.
Absolutely. The hotel lifestyle.
So anyway, you know, it's a good day. If you're on the East Coast, you're going to be trapped in this crappy weather in your car. And I promise, the best version of all, it's strip trivia.
Absolutely. May I just send out one other personal message to the ex-Mrs. Mike O'Mara, who for the second day in a row has called me from... from sunny Florida, where she informed me today that the temperature was 80 degrees, and she's down
pretty
there.
Pretty lucky, Mike.
She's down there with the kids, and I'm very happy.
Pretty lucky. Charging her rent for that place down there?
No. We're both on the deed there, Don. Yeah, that's how that works.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was Casa de Mike.
Not yet. No. We're working on that. You know what? As far as we have, two beautiful children together, mi casa es su casa. And she called just to say, second day by the pool, 80 degrees down in South Florida today.
Has she found any of the party favors you left down there?
No, I don't believe so. I think the guns, the pornography, and the fire trucks all put away.
From when you were down there during the Christmas holidays?
During the Christmas holidays, when it was when it was so festive a house.
Right.
No, you know, it's funny because you can...
Did you think about that? Did you do a sweep of the premises before you left, thinking that she was going to be there? Before you got there?
It's interesting that you bring that up. And if I may speak frankly, that, when I left, I had a bit of a night the night before, and I had entertained the night before, and the entertaining went till about 10 a.m. And I had a 2 o'clock flight on the other side of the state. And so to say that I left...
Oh, my God. I had no idea it was so big.
I left very quickly, hastily, you might say. So I really wasn't sure what state the house was in.
Wow.
But no reports of, she's been in there long enough to know that I think everything's hunky-dory.
The skirt's been riding on my ass all day long.
It was not anything like that.
I'm funny.
He wasn't nearly that young.
So, 24. We watched TV show, not the
blanket.
Sorry about that.
The TV show 24.
Very good.
Am I wrong in assuming there's just two episodes left, 2 hours left?
I would assume that they're going to have like a 2-hour finale because they found the bomb.
They found the bomb.
Right.
They found the cotton picket bomb.
Found the bomb, Don.
You had the bomb, Don and Mike. If they're going to stick to form, they've got to go to 8 a.m.
Wow, well then I don't see how they're going to draw it out because everything's happening. The guy's dying of radiation.
Well, no, he's gone now, right?
Yeah, I mean, he said his goodbye piece last night. He's out of the show.
And he kicked his wife out.
Yeah.
She's gone. I would assume she's out of the episode.
And they found the sister. You know,
they shot the bad sister.
Yeah, right. The sister that wouldn't give up the information.
And I was so glad. I did not want to see the good sister get shot. I don't think anybody did. And but I did want to see Kevin Dillon and Alicia Cuthbert trip the light fantastic. I wanted her to turn around and go, "Do you want me to come back?"
The guy down in the
isn't he perfect?
The bomb shelter.
Down in the bomb shelter.
Is he the perfect a-hole?
He
plays the a-hole like better than anyone.
Will you be coming back?
Yeah.
They might as well have got Evan Marriott to play that part. I'm lonely. Here, take this with you. You go about 2 miles down the deer trail lead to the highway.
Sure. And boy, but can you imagine having that woman in a bunker?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Yes, I can.
Well, Mike, you did.
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
I did not know. No such thing happened.
Yeah, you did up there. Down in your bunker down there in Florida.
Retreat.
Great show, that show 24. Love it. And I'm finding with the show 24, I'm going to draw a parallel here, and then we're going to get right to the couples for strip trivia. I know I've told you this before. When I get a book, if I'm really into a book, I love reading it as fast as possible. But when I realize that I'm more than halfway through, I guess I, at heart, am a glass half empty guy. That I look at it, very soon this book's going to run out.
Yeah. You go into, you've discussed this before, you go into a mini depression.
Yeah, like I go into a tailspin. And I'm like a lot of people. I love the drivel that this dummy John Grisham writes. Every book is the same.
Uh-huh.
Every book is in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Every book's about a lawyer. Every book has got a hot broad in it and a guy with a drinking problem. And I was on Amazon.com on the waiting list for the new John Grisham book.
Right.
And I got it, and I've been looking at it for a couple of days.
Right.
Now, I've purposely not read it. I thought, I'm going to save this for a vacation.
Yeah.
I'm going to save this.
What's this one called? The Jury?
This one is called The King of Torts.
Witness.
The King of Torts.
Law office, the firm.
I mean, I'm going to save this. And the problem is you read one page and you're hooked. And
it's about bakery.
And it's like every other John Grisham book. I mean, it's like Stephen King, kind of. It's really the same. It's the same story every time, just with different players, and it's the same words, just in a different order. But I find, long story short, I've started the book, and I'm to the point now where I'm realizing that soon the book is going to run out.
It's a page turner,
and I'm not going to have my fix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have my John Grisham fix.
So, you're like, is it like chicken? I mean, you just like Shaken Baked Chicken, where is it because it's John Grisham and he's a...
Yeah.
So if there were like three other John Grisham books that were on the shelf that you hadn't read...
I've read them all, though.
It would be different.
I've read them all.
You have to find another author.
They're all exactly the same. No, I'm hooked on this guy.
Well, you read a lot of the other authors.
Yeah, I do, but generally he's... I mean, I don't even read Stephen King stuff anymore.
I don't either.
But John Grisham, for some reason... No,
I really don't read.
Come on, yes, you
I do not. I mean, we made a joke about that.
Like, you can read.
I can read, but I don't read books.
Anyway.
I read magazines.
Anyway, I'm hooked on this. It's a guilty pleasure, John Grisham.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the same way I feel now about 24. As the episode last night came to an end, I said to Frida, I think there's only a couple hours left.
Mm-mm. No, they're going to go all the way to 8 a.m. Don't forget, they still have the May sweeps to get through, and no doubt the show will go on another hiatus or two between now and then.
Oh, well, thank you, Buzz.
Well, they can't go on a hiatus. What are they going to do?
They did it before.
So here's a prediction.
They'll take some time off.
No, they're going to... They've got
10 more episodes left?
Roughly, yeah, 10 or 11. Yeah.
Where are they now? They're coming up on 10 p.m.
I believe so.
Right.
So they've got 10 hours left.
Did you see the previews from next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you know that he's on a plane with a bomb now?
Right, yeah.
So I think really either the plane is going to crash and he's going to be okay and the bomb hasn't triggered yet, or you've got another bomb.
Bingo. And Mike... I stand behind the gut thought that I had about 4 weeks ago that the girl that works at CTU with the curly hair is
something, is
a bad egg.
Something's going on, we don't know exactly what it is. There's something between those two, that new hottie that they brought in, which was A-OK with me.
Amen. And I'm so glad the president finally wised up, stopped thinking with his little head and started thinking with his big head about his wife.
And your theory on Kiefer Sutherland is so perfect when he's doing an interrogation. That is exactly
what I tell you, the guy's got two acting speeds, and he's really great. It's either very soft-spoken, where it's, okay, here's what I need you to do. Talk to your sister and find out where the bomb is.
Tell me where the bomb is.
This is Jack Bauer. I need to talk to George Mason right now. It's either that or it's, millions of people will die because of you. Tell me where the bomb is. I will give you the medicine if you tell me where the bomb is.
Oh, man.
And then he walks away. This is Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
This is Bauer. The bomb is here. Repeat, the bomb is here.
And of course, he has to fly the plane with a bomb in it. You know, that was what that just a little jived him there, you know.
He's the man.
Somebody had to fly the plane with a bomb in it. It's me.
It's me. And of course, he just gets piped through.
Right.
Somehow to his piece of ass daughter. You know?
Somebody had to fly it. It's me.
It really, you know. The show is so well done, but it has to be very careful because it could very easily, if they're not careful, go into the land of the ridiculous.
We do like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do like our 24. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, this is Justin. How are you today?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
There's one part of 24 that you guys have forgotten about, or two parts, actually.
Okay.
One, the seventh man that was on that assault team that was in between Bauer and the bomb.
They shot him when they got to the bomb last night.
There is a seventh man from
the assault force.
A seventh guy, and they had his picture on the screen. They were looking at him last night.
When they got to the van, that's the guy. They shot a paramilitary guy outside of the van last night.
After, you mean when they were going to get the bomb?
When they were going to get the bomb, and Jack Bauer arrived on the scene just as they were having a shootout, the guy that they shot looked to me to be dressed in a paramilitary outfit.
Well, I don't know.
And I could be, you know what, I'm usually wrong about 100% of these things. I mean, I have no confidence in my ability to analyze television.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's the law calling.
The law? Is this John Law?
This is John Law.
John Law.
I got want to call and tell you guys what happened this morning that caused such mayhem.
Are you really a cop? Where are you a cop at?
Sure, working in Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia. Okay, are you, now you, are you a real cop?
Yeah, a real one.
Yes. No. State, county, you know, huh?
County.
County, all right, very
county.
Good.
All right, go ahead.
Well, you know, all the melting, all froze overnight, half-inch of powder on top of that.
Right.
I thought I would never live to say that I saw a Metro bus sliding sideways down a city street.
Oh, that's bad.
Right.
That's out of a movie right there.
Yeah, that's a Keanu Reeves movie.
I got out of my police car, and while trying not to fall on my ass, the thing went sliding off down the hill, and at least this is the story I'm going with, gently into a snowbank.
Oh, really? Were there people on the Metro bus?
The first one, yes.
Really? The first one that slid sideways
was the second one?
The one that slid sideways was trying to avoid the first one that hit a bunch of parked cars. There wasn't anybody on that. But
wow.
3 hours to pull that out.
So when we get bad weather like this, unpredicted bad weather, what do they tell you cop guys when you're about to go out? Besides that thing on Hill Street Blues, let's all be careful out there.
Yeah, that's it. Park your car.
Park your car. Just wait for it to happen.
Park your car. All right. Thank you, my friend.
You got it.
See you later.
Bye.
Where are we going? At least we get the couples ready. We'll meet the couples here in a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Ass?
Wife?
Ass-wife, hello?
Mr. Hall?
Speak to us, ass-wife.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
This is Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
There's a bomb in the phone.
This is Jack Bauer. We need to know where that phone is. You must tell me where the bomb is!
No.
Tell me where the bomb is!
No.
Was that it?
No.
Jesus Christ.
How you guys doing?
You wanted to play.
Hey, fabulous sketch. Shut up.
Yeah, go out. You're late for your audition for Mad TV.
Don and Mike, hello.
Radio guys.
Hi.
Hey, if it's icy back here, Don, you better tell Frida to park her car in the garage herself this time.
Was that it?
No, that wasn't really why I called, but...
Well, that's too bad. We'll never find out why you really called. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Good morning.
Is this the Arnold soundboard?
How are you?
No, there's a better one out there.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
No, there's
Stop
a better...
Stop whining.
There's...
Damn it.
Listen, there's
Stop
a...
Stop whining. You idiot.
There's a better one out there.
Bitch.
There's a better one out there from...
Wait a minute.
He's
now, hold on a second. He's
you
got some...
Bitch.
My, no, this is...
I've never heard Arnold say son of a bitch, though.
This is the most used Arnold soundboard
you
in the world.
Son of a bitch.
This is the one, with the, you know...
Don't be ridiculous.
What is your name and who is your daddy?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Now, where have you heard this? On other radio programs?
I've heard this on my kid's computer.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm a friend of Sarah Connor.
Yeah, okay, right. Goodbye. Listen, there's a better one now. There's a better one that my son hit me to a couple of days ago that has Arnold, a soundboard from Kindergarten Cop, where he says... I do not like these cookies. Give me some better cookies. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, 24, that new girl, they're lesbians. They have an old relationship.
Yeah, I that's plausible. I can see that happening.
Perhaps you're right.
That's what we got out of it.
They
had an old relationship, and there was a problem, and now it's coming back on them.
Because she said, you look good. You know, and it's like, stop it.
Hello, Don and Mike. And she said, like, well, you're the boss.
Right. You know how many times that happens with you and me when I'll walk in and I'll just walk behind your desk and go, you look good. And you'll say, stop it.
Now, look, Don and Mike Show.
What's up? Buckets from up in the house.
Hi.
Hey, about 24. You wrong about the president. You see, he a black man, so he's thinking with his big head. He needs to think with his little head. That's what you're talking about.
All right.
Yeah, but he can do better. He can do better than her.
Hey, yo, Don, your brother's still black, dog. I don't care what you say.
All right, my friend.
Peace.
See you later. Peace out. Goodbye. Hello, John Bowers? This ain't the president.
He doesn't sound anything like that.
Hello, Jack. Do you know my wife? Hello, Mr. Bowers.
He doesn't put S's where they shouldn't be.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't ever do that.
Hello,
This isn't the president.
Rob, he doesn't.
This isn't the president's wife.
That's in your head.
You may remember me when I was the secretary for Larry Sanders.
And my God, look at that melon today.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Your head today, I've never seen it look larger than it looks today.
Rob got himself a nice, short haircut.
Great job on my head today. He said the usual. I said really short and extra flat.
I'd like to put you in a sheriff's outfit.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Let's keep our fantasies to ourselves.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
This is Mike Buchanan over at CBS News. I'm so pissed it's snowing.
Now, the whole premise, he's a local reporter. He doesn't work for the network.
That's it. One more call, and we'll meet the couples. Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike.
Yes?
Hey, Don.
Hey,
it's,
hi.
It's not Kevin Dillon that's in the bunker. It's C. Thomas Howell.
No, it's Kevin Dillon.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
In the credits.
I partied with Kevin Dillon.
Ah, then I'm wrong, and you are right.
Oh, good.
Okay,
fine.
Again.
Lesson learned.
And in real life, that president does like to think with his little head.
Hey ho!
Goodbye.
Let's listen. You know what? It's the weather, man.
It must be.
It's the weather.
No, it's just great people.
It's the weather. Oh, and get the couples ready.
Okay.
I was going to talk about something I shouldn't talk about. Just with the weather. Just
yeah.
You know, it's not only on this show and not only out on the roads that people are going through this. My wife was telling me that my sister-in-law is having a birthday.
Right.
And as of this, I guess the birthday was today, the 20th. The birthday's tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
As of this morning, not one member of her family, her husband or her three kids, has yet acknowledged that tomorrow is her birthday.
Is there an outside shot that they've completely forgotten it?
No. Yeah. No, it's because they're...
It's the snow and it's February and everybody's
there. They're caught up in the whole February thing.
So did you call and wish her a happy birthday?
No, it's not till tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, okay.
But this is my opportunity, though, to throw something out there because I know that perhaps my brother-in-law Bill might be listening or maybe my nephews, Nick or Drew. Drew, tomorrow's your mommy's birthday.
Well, does mommy think that everybody is going to forget it? I mean, because really, you sound the alarm the day of the birthday of nobody's mentioned.
No, she thinks so because they forgot it last year.
Oh.
Really?
And also, I guess last year, my brother-in-law Bill forgot about Valentine's Day and had to be told it was Valentine's Day and then went out and bought a card Valentine's Day night. And I think when I was talking to Fried about this, that this year he said something to her along the lines of, when is that day? When is the... She got a rocket body.
Rocket body.
When is that? But it's the February thing. It's not just something unique to our show.
You know, it's funny to be standing in here and trying to have a conversation while our first married couple for Strip Trivia is politely standing next to the microphone.
Now, let me tell you, today we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7 couples that'll be playing Strip Trivia.
Fantastic.
They'll be playing for a trip for 2 to the Caribbean, including round trip air, 3 nights, 4 days hotel accommodations.
Now, have you informed them that it's not an island in the Caribbean? It's they'll simply be dropped off in the water.
It's courtesy of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, airing tonight. Tonight on ABC.
Tonight.
And we throw in $1,000.
Wow.
And, boy, did we come to play. Not only do we have our usual very tough Trivial Pursuit questions.
Right.
We also have 1980s trivia.
Oh, good.
And 1990s trivia.
Very exciting.
So we'll be spicing it up today, and the deal will be this. For instance, our first couple, Lisa and Michael. Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Hi,
Mike.
Are you guys married?
Yes, we are.
Indeed.
How long?
A year.
A year this April.
Wow. Okay, congratulations. For instance, Michael will be over in the men's room.
the bathroom, guys.
And that's what we call it, because the girls will be here in the studio with us, and the guys will be over in the other studio.
Well, actually, when the guys get down on Strip Trivia, it actually smells like a men's room.
It sure does. If Michael was to get a question wrong, his wife would have to take off an article of clothing. And vice versa, if she gets a question wrong, he takes an article of clothing off.
But because these are all married couples, they've got a 50% better chance of winning the big prize.
And anyway, when we're done with this, we have 7 couples, 14 people. One person will be left with clothes on, and that person will win for the couple,
exactly,
the trip and the $1,000.
Right.
Let me see, Lisa, who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman,
yeah,
Michael.
That's good. I like
Michael.
That.
Do you go with that?
Every night.
All right, nice meeting you guys. Get out of here.
Take care, kids.
See you in a second.
Bye-bye.
Let's meet our second couple, Mike. Ginny and Randy. And we want to thank them all for getting here in this bad weather.
Yeah, they're troopers. Way good to go for coming in on this crappy day.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Baby.
There they go. Look at this all-American, like, let's hit the ski slopes and then go horseback riding couple.
Mm-hmm. Ginny and Randy, you look like you're from Colorado.
No, but it sure looks like it outside, doesn't it?
Now, you guys been, like, somewhere sunny? You both have, like, killer tans, or do you just tan?
We're getting ready for this Caribbean trip that we're going to win.
There you go. All right. Okay. Very good.
How long have you guys been married?
Almost 2 years.
Almost two? Celebrity you think you most resemble, Ginny?
I've been thinking about that, and I don't think anybody's told me.
Well, give us a little help here. How about you, hubby?
I think it's Heather Graham.
Heather Graham?
Heather Graham.
Older sister.
A little blonder than Heather Graham. You know, I'm trying to say she's very pretty.
She gives off a real scent of sexuality.
Yeah, just a kind of a country girl. Like,
don't be offended by that.
Not at all.
Hey,
my wife's hotter than your wife.
There you go. That's the right attitude. That is the right attitude.
Well, you would know. Hank, get out of here.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. You know, I wouldn't be that rude to confess this, darling. Here comes Courtney and Brian.
She sure didn't win the handsome lottery when she married that guy.
Large breast alert. Large breast alert.
Courtney and Brian.
Wow.
Now, you kids, are you engaged or married?
Married.
Married. How long have you been married?
8 months.
8 months? So, love you think you most resemble Courtney?
Christina Ricci.
No, better than Christina Ricci.
Bigger boobs.
Really?
Yeah, a little, boy, it's, you know what? I know the celebrity. And he's pawing at her.
Brian is pulling her blouse down to expose more of her breasticles.
Now, Brian's a little Ron Howard-ish.
Well, I took carrot top yesterday. You
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, like a retarded Ron Howard is what he looks like. Really. Nice to meet both of you. Get out of here.
Looking forward to that.
She's cute.
Thanks for bringing her in, carrot top.
She's cute. Our next couple is Neil and Maria.
Neil and Maria, enter and sign in, please.
Another very, very handsome couple.
These are happy couples. Everybody's glad to be here. I can tell that already.
Are you guys married, engaged?
Married, divorced, and engaged.
Oh, really? So you were married, then you split up, and now you're...
Both married other people.
Whoa, so you even...
And divorced those people.
And then got married again?
Well, we're engaged again.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And how cool is that?
10th wedding anniversary if we were still married.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, what made you decide to... Did you just have a bad experience? You decided, I'll get out of this marriage, and then you decided you were soulmates or something like that?
If you love something, set it free.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow. Isn't that charming?
Hey, Mike, no, how about that? Huh?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
No, I have no idea. Never say never.
Who is the celeb that you think you most resemble?
I have no clue.
Any idea? How about you, second time around?
Who I resemble?
No, who do you think she resembles?
I told her Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani.
I just asked it because I got that no boob thing going on.
Huh? Well, you've got a very nice
body. No, you got bigger boobs than Gwen Stefani.
Absolutely.
<Thank you. laughs>
So you guys were married, then you split up. How did you get back together?
We love each other.
Wow. Now, was it during the marriage in between that your eyebrows began to grow together?
No.
Yeah, I got to flip off. Flipped me off.
I got a question. When you were married, and now it's past the fact, when you were married to the other people, were you cheating on them with you guys? You know what I mean? When you were married to...
We weren't fooling around. We were serious the whole time.
Oh, that's a yes.
Okay. All right, get out of here.
See you later.
That's going to be an interesting couple. Oh, yeah. Mike, I've just gotten word we have an eighth couple here tonight.
Oh, how exciting is that?
This is crazy. Let's bring in Kate and Craig.
Kate and Craig. Enter
Kate
and sign
and
in,
Craig.
Please. Hello there. Oh, look at this all-American couple here.
Hello, young lovers. Hi there. Obviously, there was a sale in the khaki department. Craig, are you married to Kate?
No, we're engaged.
Engaged? When's the big date?
June 21. 21.
June 21st. This year?
Fantastic.
Yes.
This year? Good. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I said a taller Meg Ryan.
Taller Meg Ryan.
You know, I would say back when she was much younger, like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, a very young Diane Sawyer, when she was hot, when she used to be attractive.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Don't you think there's a little Diane Sawyer there when she was young?
Yeah. Well, I hope you'll take it. You've engaged yourself to her.
Right. He's already taken it.
And you would look like a better-looking Fez Watley.
Oh, that's a great compliment. Hey.
Why is it possible to have a better-looking Fez Watley?
Excuse me,
Todd Hillier. thank you. Nice meeting you both. Get out of here.
There they go.
Let's bring in our next couple. They are Heather and Bruce.
They're all so perky and excited, aren't they?
Heather and Bruce.
Here we go.
Now.
Here come the swingers.
Somebody's smuggling something underneath the...
Oh, my God.
Underneath the sweater.
Man, it's cold in here.
God damn. There's
wow.
some nipplage here.
Lord.
Hi there, Heather and Bruce. How long have you guys been married?
7 years.
7 years. Congratulations. Heather, the celeb you think you most resemble?
No clue.
No clue.
You know, I'm thinking. No, I mean you're much better looking, but there's a little rocker in her. You know, she looks like a rock singer, a front person for a rock band.
Little Joan Jett,
a little mm-hmm. Chrissy Hynde, but Chrissy Hynde's ugly, so she's pretty. So I mean, you know, there's a little combination there.
Say Margot Thomas.
Or Marlo Thomas.
Marlo Thomas.
And who would your husband? Who do you think is the? Because we got to come up with a celebrity for him.
Take a good look at him.
Like one of the Wilson boys.
He does look like the Wilson guy with the screwed up nose.
Luke or Owen or this.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, one of the Wilson brothers.
All right, nice meeting you both.
Bye, kids.
Hey,
thank you very much.
While. Can't wait till she takes her shirt off.
Oh, it's going to be a fun game, though.
I'm serious about that. We got two more couples to go. Let's meet Amy and Mike.
Amy and Mike, another hot woman. Fantastic.
Well. And another weird-looking guy. Are you guys married?
Engaged.
When's the big day?
We're thinking June of next year.
June of next year. Way to go with that long engagement.
Way to go. Hey, smart move, my friend. You know what I mean? Why buy the cow when you're getting the milk for free? You know
hey.
What I'm saying?
Now, Amy, who is the celebrity you said you most resemble?
I said Jane Seymour.
Yeah? I know. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely.
She got the nice belly shirt on.
Yeah. Very, very hot. A little better looking than Jane Seymour.
And the celebrity that this guy most resembles.
You guys will know it better than I would.
Who is it?
Saturday Night Live.
You mean the, a little Will Ferrell?
A
little Will Ferrell.
When they're doing that skit, when they're doing, what is love?
You think he's the other guy?
Yeah, the shorter one, Chris Kattan.
That's what I
think he's kind of a hybrid of both of them.
When that thing where they just bump their heads back
right.
and forth in the side.
Absolutely.
Well, either way, it spells handsome in my book. Get out of here.
Thank you.
See you in a minute.
Thank you.
Our last couple that we're going to meet, and then in the next break, we'll just start this game. Let's bring in Michelle and her man, Jason.
Another beautiful woman and a very young-looking guy.
Jesus Christ.
A little. I mean, how old are you, sir?
21.
21.
Now, are you married?
No, engaged.
Engaged. He looks like one of the guys that they had on Joe Millionaire the other night when they were showing the guys that auditioned but
Absolutely.
Didn't get the job.
Absolutely.
I was one of those guys.
And you, Michelle, who was the celebrity you said you most resembled?
I hear... Helen Hunt sometimes,
yep.
or Drew Barrymore.
Combination of both. Absolutely.
Go with Helen Hunt
absolutely.
And Ife
okay.
on the Oudre.
Mm-hmm.
And you goofball. I'll tell you who he looks like. He looks like the guy that was the son on the show with... Hey, Mike, what was that, Growing Pains?
Growing Pains.
Kirk Cameron.
Very good. Yes, they would be our youngest couple, I believe, right?
Yeah. All right, get out of here.
Thank you, kids.
So there you go. That's the lineup of today. You know, normally we have to troll and beg for days.
Maybe this is the format now. Maybe this is going to be the format for Strip Trivia from this point forward.
Husbands and wives.
Yeah, I mean, we required no begging for this.
Engaged couples. They'll be playing for the trip to the Caribbean and $1,000.
Wonderful.
And, you've met them. And now here's what you do as you're getting set at home. You lay out your favorite beach towel. You get a some kind of lubricant, whatever's handy.
God, I hate it when you go into detail.
You get the Kleenex ready. If
it used to be, just when you talked about the beach towel, that would suffice. You know,
the case.
I just hate it when you say lubricant.
You pick your personally, I don't use a lubricant when I do that.
Really?
I never have.
Really?
Never have.
Oh, man.
Self-lubricating.
Surprised
you didn't know that.
Now I'm disgusted.
Oh, dear.
Now I'm ready to vomit right now. That's bad.
Did I tell you the other day?
Oh, God. See, why don't I just say, if I appeared to be unfazed, he'd stop.
That's
right.
I tell you the other day?
Oh.
This hasn't happened to me for a long time, but I finally realized how it is that you can knock a girl up. I mean, I've known this all along, you could knock your girl up, and even if you pull out, and but it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
That would happen the other day when I was. Hi, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You'll want to hear this, though, Charlie. I was.
Maybe it's happened.
I think you have to. That's going to be delayed.
Oh, I have to.
No.
Say, when I was.
People are jerk offs.
Right.
Right.
Or you know what? I was trying to figure out a way to get it by the censors. I was getting
right.
You know. So anyway. I was, you know, working it, and a little.
That's how quiet it is in here. You know why? Because you got 1, 2, 3, 4 guys that are just waiting for you to finish.
Dry?
It's called pre. Pre.
Yeah, pre.
That's what it's called.
And
everybody has that.
Pre.
Yeah.
Oh, but man, did I have? I had like quarter ounce.
Okay.
Like
all right.
Sometimes more than
I had quarter ounce of pre, and I was like, what the. What the hell is this?
Dear.
And I thought, well, I guess this must be the good stuff.
So glad you're still discovering things about
this
your
must
body.
Be this must be number three,
you know,
but it's like the purest form of number three because it was clear.
Oh my God!
It was clear number three.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
yeah.
It was just clear.
Did you taste it?
Oh, that's it. Stop it! And then later when I finished it, it was all the regular.
Yeah.
It was the regular color.
You know, I understand how the biology works. Thank you. You seem curiously surprised.
Well, I mean, it's happened.
What did you just look down there and go, hey, never seen this before?
Well, no, it's happened before.
You know, how many times have you done that?
Mike, it's thousands. It's
right.
Happened before.
Right.
But never has it happened where all of a sudden so much came out.
Well, you know, you might want to be careful about that.
So much of it came out, yet I had not.
Right.
Achieve.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
And I was thinking, well, this is probably how it happens.
Yeah. I can. Swear, Jesus, my lunch is coming up.
I'm thinking about that with these youngsters today.
Yeah.
You know, these kids,
watch
these 21
kids.
Year olds.
Yeah.
You know, watch out. Oh. But a lot of times you can think
you got a low grade headache.
You can think you're complete when actually it's the clear stuff coming out, and I'm guessing.
Why can't I just pretend it doesn't bother me? Then he'd stop it.
Well, it doesn't bother you, Mike. Come on, it doesn't bother you.
Thinking about your pre?
The thought of me?
That bothers me a great deal, it does, absolutely.
Thought of me?
No, stone.
Pankle, angles up on the coffee table?
La, 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 la,
la, la. Wearing my brand new sock.
Oh, God. Hey, there you go. Now, that helps.
Where were you wearing them?
What? Now, will you stop it?
I'm sorry.
You stop it.
He's my fan, buddy.
Oh.
Glad to have you back.
Jesus, Charles.
Right. All right. Let's clear the line up.
I know.
I got a little vertigo.
I know it's pre number three.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
I'm aware of it.
I'm happy that you know this.
I'm aware of it. I've just never had such a massive amount of pre number three.
Has it been a while, perhaps?
And still at the Buzz.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
that usually is the reason.
It's usually the
getting
reason.
Over the back problems
right.
And everything.
That's usually what it is. Just because it's been a long time.
It wasn't like a drip, drip, drip. It was like a. And then it was. I was still, you know. Ready for fun. I was trying to give away $1,000 right now.
Right.
When you say we got the secret sound happening. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Thank you, Judge Judy.
Judge Judy, that's not pee.
Oh, please.
I got this for you. That's number three.
Oh, no.
It's white pee.
Now stop.
It wasn't even white pee.
Oh, God.
It was clear.
Clear.
It was clear pee. Clear. Pure.
No.
Pure pee. Pure, clear pee.
Thank you.
PCP. Call 100 right now. Get the shot of $1,000 with the secret sound, and then we'll start strip trivia.
I'm dizzy.
And then guys can start doing what I was just talking about.
They will.
Good luck. Maybe you'll get some PCP. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can't we just have a little talk?
Bob, you are testing my patience.
Come on, I've come so far.
Bob,
I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Listen to me.
Check it out. Look at, I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please.
Bob,
please.
Bob.
Give me. I need.
Bob.
Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right. All right, it's 2:00. Go to the bus station, buy yourself a ticket home, and then wait for me in that coffee shop.
You'll meet me?
I'll call you in 2 hours.
Oh, my God, you're the greatest.
The Don and Mike Show. You even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bisque. The Don and Mike Show.
For those of you who care, Buzz has just given us the weather information. God damn it! Okay, by tonight, 3 inches. Another 1 to 3 is for D.C. Metro. 1 to 3 inches more overnight. Total by Friday morning, 12 inches.
So does that, all right, now let me just see. We're supposed to get 2 inches today, right? Then overnight, so that's two, then 1 to 3. So
let's say 4.
That's 5.
2 to 4 today.
I'm just trying to figure out how much we're going to get from Thursday into Friday.
2 to 4 today, 1 to 3 tonight, and leading then whatever the number is.
So that's another 5 inches from Thursday into Friday.
5 or 6 inches, depending if we go on the averages.
Total 1 foot by Friday, and in many areas there's still already more than a foot of snow on the ground.
All right, so I think the total means that, oh, who cares?
Right.
Jack Frost.
I'm tired of dealing with it, Ron.
Jack Frost, Mike, is paying a visit.
Join me, Mike. Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
I can't.
Why?
I got my
band practice.
I got, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you can't diminish it, but it's a commitment. I can't help it.
Hey, Don.
Please.
Commitments.
Yes, I have to.
Kidding.
I have it. You know what?
I'm kidding. I was making a joke about your marital situation.
Trying to coordinate. Do you realize, because we don't get together all, we're weekend warriors, we don't get together all that often. Three out of the last 4 times I've tried to schedule a band practice, we've gotten a blizzard. An effing blizzard, and it's very frustrating.
Could you not rehearse in a hotel?
That's a great idea. Call the ballroom, Rob.
Bring the mountain to Muhammad.
Right.
Don and Mike, hi, who is this?
Hey, this is Jim.
Jim, where are you from?
I am from Fairfield, California.
All right, my friend, you won a 6 Feet Under prize pack. Get to know the Fishers, 6 Feet Under, the complete first season. You get it now on Divid or Vichus. Don't miss the premiere of an all-new season of 6 Feet Under.
Great show.
Sunday night at 9, only on HBO.
I'm so psyched that show is coming back on because, really, it's finally something to watch on Sunday night.
And now $1,000. Here we go with the secret sound. And I'll give you a more specific clue than I've given you previously.
I like the guess yesterday was an ice cube going into a glass.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I thought it was close.
Yeah. Here's the clue. And, Rob, this is a real clue.
Great.
So don't get pissed, okay?
I'm already pissed.
Come on. Be my friend.
I am your
friend. Be my buddy.
But I'm double pissed with cheese.
Here is the clue.
I'm ready now. I like it when you set them up like that.
It's in the kitchen.
Boo! Boo!
It's in the kitchen.
See, and I'm going back to what you said when you were having a tough time with your wife, and you said, you're really going to hear it in my house tonight.
Uh-huh. Right. To the kitchen. Play the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer to my things like...
Nelly, once again.
Nelly. Smelly Nelly.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. And, of course, I mean nothing against Nelly. I'm sure he's not smelly. He's probably a nice felly. Nelly. See the guy with the Band-Aid on his face?
Yes.
Nelly.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Oh, yeah.
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 Thank you.
Right there.
Thank you very much.
White Nelly. For $1,000.
White Nelly.
What's the sound?
Sound is ice cubes dropping into a blender.
Okay, a guy yesterday...
We're sorry.
A guy yesterday guessed ice cubes going into a glass.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with ice.
Rat.
Or cubes. Thank you.
All right.
And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Is a clue for you.
Thank you.
All right, let's...
Thank you.
Let's wheel him in.
It's
let's
time
go.
For Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
Get this baby going.
Full frontal radio. Strip trivia by name.
Here we go.
Strip trivia.
Strip trivia.
And a room full of
don't you think it's a cooler energy this time around because these women all happen to be married to the guys that are on the other side of the wall?
Sure do.
It's very cool.
Guys in the men's room, will you all say hi?
Hi.
Ladies, how about a nice big hi?
Hi.
There we go.
Hey, Robbie, would you set up a mic number 5 and show the ladies where to go?
It's right back there.
Okay, that microphone right there. See that one? Would you step up to that one and say hello? Any one of you girls.
All right, we're just
hello.
There you go. That's where you'll go to answer your question. If you're wrong, that's where you will disrobe.
Oh, that's the name.
And guys, you just stand in front of the microphone there. And, of course, joining the guys in the men's room.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
There he is.
Joe.
Our man.
Joe's not just a name. It's an idea.
Is Joe armed with an air freshener? I'm curious about that.
Not yet, but I'm hoping it'll be a little better because these guys are married. They may have actually showered in the past few days.
You know, that's an interesting point. Maybe there's a better hygiene factor. No, Rob's shaking his head no.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be pretty stinky over there, Joe.
Oh. Buzz just hooked me up.
So now, keep in mind that for every guy who gets the question wrong, his wife will have to take off the article of clothing.
Yeah, I'm noting that on the scoring platform.
In the first round, we will have the guy answer the question and put the wife on the spot.
Or do you want to just go like one right after the other, and then I'm just going to give the you can go right down the line, and if the wife answers like Lisa answers incorrectly, Michael has to take something off, and then we go right to Michael, and if he answers incorrectly, Lisa.
But then it moves so fast.
Well, not really. It'd be the same as we're doing under the regular.
Let's try it the other way first.
Now, how do you want to do it?
I want to do all guys,
right?
Then all girls.
Okay.
Okay, and then we can next round we can switch it up to all girls and then all guys, and then we can do it. You're willing to do guy girl guy girl guy girl guy girl guy girl. You understand?
Yeah, I'm just still looking at the they're all together anyway, so that's fine. That's no problem at all.
Oh, I understand where you're coming from. You wanted to follow the grid because you got to keep score.
I can follow because they're all together. All the couples are together. I can follow the grid any way you want.
All right, then we'll go guys first.
Okay,
putting the wife on the spot, meaning Michael, step up, and Lisa, please get in front of the microphone because you will be the first to disrobe. If, in fact, your husband gets the question wrong. Lisa, are you down to 5 articles of clothing?
Yes, I am.
And I guess that question would be appropriate for all of you ladies and guys. You're all down to 5 items, right? All right, very good.
All right, Michael, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Michael, it's Metallica now, but what band's name originally was on Beavis' T-shirt? Michael.
Michael. Van Halen.
That would be Slayer.
And Lisa, that means it's time for you to remove your first item of clothing. What will be coming off?
My shirt.
The shirt.
Shirts. All right.
A round of applause for the shirt.
Bravo. That's a good start. Normally a girl goes for the shoes or socks.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, hold on a second.
Let me put them back in.
Man, hey, it's one of, even with
wow.
The...
Wow!
How about that, huh?
Step out here.
Hello.
Bonus.
Fantastic. Titanic orbs of fun flesh.
The thing is, she's one of those girls that hides it.
Normally, that happens with a sweater, but she was wearing like a regular white shirt, and then, oh, what a surprise.
Hey, Lisa, get back up on the microphone for a second. Lisa, may I ask your bust size?
36 feet.
Wow.
Say, baby, hey.
Isn't that a great bus to do?
Girls say.
Yes,
wow.
That's cool.
Somebody smells good over here, too.
It's very, that's always the advantage of being in this studio. And is it Rob?
No.
Rob, you put some nice perfume on before?
I think it actually might be the smell of Lisa's bosom. Did you perfume your bosom before you came in?
No.
Randy.
Randy will be playing for Ginny.
And Ginny, step up.
Very good.
Howdy, Ginny.
Hello.
How are you, my dear?
I'm doing great.
Think your husband knows anything?
I hope so.
Okay. Here we go, Randy.
Good luck.
On Dukes of Hazzard, what was Roscoe's dog's name?
Flash.
He got it right.
Whoa, that's great. All right, and Ginny, you get to keep your clothes on.
Wow.
Thank you.
Boy, and the way he answered it, I thought he got it wrong, and then you gave him the bell. That's great.
Let's go to Brian. Brian, our retarded Ron Howard look like.
Brian is playing for his wife, Courtney, right now, and she is at the stripping location.
And Courtney, she's a mixture of celebrities, but she's kind of got some of that Jack Bauer's daughter from 24.
Yeah, like a brunette version.
With darker hair.
Yeah, Alicia Cuthbert.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Are you ready?
Was that you, Red?
Yeah.
He said, you think? That's her fiance, her husband, or whatever. Are you guys engaged or married? I forgot.
Married.
Married, okay.
And maybe some of that Catherine Bell as well from Jag.
Very nice.
Here you go. What planet did Alf come from? Big Red?
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, I know you're here. What planet did Alf come from?
Mars.
So close. Melmac.
Melmac, and Courtney, that means it's time for you to remove your first item of clothing. What's coming off?
I will take off my shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks coming off.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, boring.
Well, you see, but what's great, though, is that because of the husband's stupidity...
Nice shoes, though.
The wife is forced to take her clothing off.
It's true, and I'm just guessing that that's not going to be the first time that old Red here steps to the plate and whiffs.
Neil, step up, please.
Neil is playing for Maria.
Neil, and here's your wife, Maria. Now, this is the couple that was married, then divorced, and they're getting married again.
Yeah, and Neil's also the guy that flipped me off when I made the unibrow joke.
Neil, who wrote the 1977 miniseries Roots?
Alex Haley.
Right.
That is a correct answer. Maria, you get to keep your clothes on. Congratulations.
Craig. Step up, Craig.
He's playing for Kate, and Kate steps to the stripping location.
Fraggery. Hi, Craig.
Hi.
Hi there. Craig, on Beverly Hills 90210, what was the hangout of the 90210 gang?
A peach pit.
Right.
Another correct answer, and Kate, you get to keep your clothes on.
All right. I'm going to make these a little harder. Let's go to
Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce is playing for Heather.
Bruce. On the last episode of Seinfeld, Jerry and his friends were sentenced to jail. How long were they sentenced to jail for? A week. Ah, fantastic.
And Heather, it's time for you to remove... What is the correct answer?
1 year.
1 year. It's time for you to remove your first item of clothing. What will be coming off? And then I have a public service announcement.
Because my feet are freezing,
oh.
I'm moving my sweater.
Yeah!
Fantastic. And now it's time for the PSA. I'd like to remind everybody, when it's whiteout conditions with heavy blizzards, please do not use your high beams.
Wow. Right. And Mike, look at that.
Wow.
She got like a see-through bra thing happening there.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yes. Beautiful. Round of applause.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful. Hey, would you step back up there for just for a second?
Okay.
Did you hear what happened to me the other day?
No.
When I had a little clear liquid.
No, stop it. Stop. Stop it.
Is it happening now?
Stop it. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, man, way to kill the mood.
Let's see, who is it, Bruce or Amy?
And Mike and Amy.
Amy.
Mike, you'll be playing for Amy. Amy, step to the stripping location, please.
Here we go, Mike. Mike.
Yep.
What city was the home for the TV sitcom One Day at a Time?
We have silence. Amy looks back at Mike.
And?
Mike is...
Can I pass, please? Thank you.
Correct.
That's the dumbest answer you have. No, it's Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. And Amy, that means it's time for you to remove your first item of clothing and the top comes off.
Oh, God damn. Whoa. Another wow. Very nice, very, very handsome.
This is a handsome group of people we got here today.
There's some boobs in this room.
It's fantastic. And you know what? No inhibitions today. These married couples are going for it.
Like that. Let's see, and finally, let's go to Jason.
Jason will be playing for Michelle, and you guys are engaged, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Let me see. Who is the actor who has the connection between The Facts of Life and ER? That is such a softball.
Anthony Edwards?
George Clooney.
George Clooney, and Michelle, it's time for your first item of clothing. What will you be removing? Right under the microphone, please.
I'm going to do the shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks again, and that is the end of the first round for the ladies.
And incidentally, it's fine, ladies, to tell your husbands they're stupid if they get one wrong. That'll
add that newlywed game kind of touch to it. Yeah.
If you thought that they should have known it.
Rag on your husbands, ladies. Feel free in our forum.
Now it's time to... Turn the tables.
Very good.
And have the girls answer for the fellas.
Excellent.
And we'll be using 1980s trivia here. And we will ask Lisa to step up first.
And Michael, will you please come to the microphone as well? Lisa is playing for you. And Lisa, incidentally, has already removed an article of clothing.
Okay. We got a 50-50 shot here, Lisa.
Like, keep everybody like abreast of the situation.
Yes.
Lisa, these two singers, Pat Benatar and Kim Carnes, one of them was not on We Are the World. Which one of the singers was not in We Are the World, Pat Benatar or Kim Carnes?
Kim Carnes.
Pat Benatar was not on We Are the World.
First item of clothing, what's coming off, Michael?
Socks and shoes.
Oh, my.
Yuck.
Get ready, Joe.
Yuck. Next would be Randy and Ginny.
Ginny's playing for Randy. Ginny has not taken anything off yet.
Oh, right, she hasn't. All
but,
right.
But Randy hasn't had an opportunity yet, so let's see what happens.
Boy, oh, boy. You know, I'm looking at these cards. Some of the, you know, we've got new cards, obviously, and some of these are absolutely friggin' impossible.
Fantastic.
Great. Okay. Can you name two of the five original VJs when MTV debuted?
Well, I know one. Is it Downtown Julie Brown?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Would you, well, she's out. Would you like to give them now? Or?
Well, yeah. You're dead. It's Martha Quinn, Nina Blackwood, J.J. Jackson, Mark Goodman, and Alan Hunter.
And Randy, it's time for you to remove your first item of clothing. What's coming off?
Wind shirt.
The wind shirt.
Wind shirt, sir!
Wind shirt. Oh, I got like that pullover thing. Okay. Brian. Step up, Brian, and your lovely girlfriend, wife, I'm sorry, Courtney. Courtney, are you ready?
Yes.
Name the Bon Jovi album that was number one on the U.S. pop chart for 8 weeks in 1986. Name the Bon Jovi album.
Considering I was four.
I guess that's a pass.
Yeah, sorry.
She doesn't have an answer.
Think about what's happening in my pants right now.
Oh, now stop.
And a hint?
What is it?
Slippery Wet Wet.
Oh, God. God. All right, Brian, it's your first item of clothing. What's coming off?
Shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks. Maria. Maria, step up, please, for your...
Neil.
For Neil. Oh, let me see. Okay. That one won't work.
Too hard, or was it too easy?
Yeah, too easy.
Couldn't have been, Don.
In 1984, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar passed this player to become the NBA's all-time leading scorer. He's already taken his shirt off. In 1984, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar passed this player to become the NBA's all-time leading scorer. How about a guess, honey?
Michael Jordan.
Mike, it's funny when girls guess. No, Wilt Chamberlain.
And Neil, you've already taken your shirt off, so that's the name of that tune.
Gregory.
Kate will be answering the questions for Craig.
Hi there, Kate.
Hi.
How are you, Craig? Craig?
He's silent. Are you nervous, Craig?
A little bit, yes.
Okay.
Craig, this famous friend appeared on Family Ties as the girlfriend of Alex P. Keaton.
Am I answering this one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Courtney Cox.
Correct.
And that moves you into the lead because you two kids have not taken any clothes off yet.
Amy. Where's Amy?
Actually, Heather.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Mike, you're right. I'm sorry. I lost my place. Heather.
Heather will be playing for her fiancé or husband, Bruce. It's your husband, Bruce.
Heather. How could I forget?
7 years married.
Yes. Heather. Oh, this is an awful question, but it's from the from the trivia.
From the trivia.
When the space shuttle Challenger exploded, how many crew members were killed?
Seven.
Right.
You get to keep your clothes on, Bruce.
All right.
Good job.
Oh, that was it. That was like a bad trivia question.
Yeah, well, and obviously, you know, everybody's familiar with it now because of the other one that, you know, had that problem.
Okay, hold on a second. And that would mean
Amy and Mike.
Amy and Mike.
Amy will be answering the questions for Mike. Amy has removed one item of clothing, thank God.
Amy.
Yeah.
In 1984, Angela Lansbury started the TV show Murder, She Wrote. Name the character she played on Murder, She Wrote. She's hot.
Mike is beginning to remove his shirt already. I should point that out.
Any idea? Did you stand there?
Susan.
He just threw that guess out there.
Susan. No, it was Jessica Fletcher.
And Mike, what will you be? It's the shirt that's coming off?
The shirt.
The shirt. All right, very good.
Finally, let's go to Michelle.
She'll be playing for Jason.
Correct.
The youngsters, the young engagedsters. Engagedsters, whatever.
All right, in 1980.
Whatever.
In 1980, this original Saturday Night Live cast member left the show after 4 years as a weekend update anchor.
Bill.
Cosby.
Bill.
O'Reilly. I don't know.
O'Reilly. No. Jane Curtin.
Jane Curtin, and that means, Jason, you have to take something off. What's coming off?
Well, first of two shirts.
First of two shirts. And that is the official end of the first round.
Correct.
We've covered everybody now. Everybody's had a chance to answer a question.
And, Mike, I know we have some bodacious tatas we're looking at.
We do indeed.
And Joe's got some smelly feet in the next room.
Yes, sirree, sir.
Joe, how is the smell over there in the men's room?
The Funkometer is rising, Don.
The Funkometer.
It's rising. And Mike, I know you got the scorecard there. Who's leading?
We only have one clear leader right now, and that's the couple Kate and Craig. They have both answered their questions correctly. That means they have not taken one article of clothing off. They're the only ones that had a perfect round.
All right, when we come back, those questions were all pretty easy. They were pop culture.
Absolutely.
Most of them based in the 80s. When we come back, we'll do it as you request in the next round.
One right after the other.
Lisa, Michael, Ginny, Randy, Courtney, Brian.
Very good.
Lightning round, and we're going to use the real hard questions.
Aha!
From Trivial Pursuit.
Kind of a nice carrying case you got there for those.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, so do you, don't you?
We've kind of streamlined this operation.
Absolutely.
Isn't that beautiful?
Streamlined with clear liquid.
It's long, it's hard.
All right, okay. You know, why did I go there?
It has a pronounced tip at the end of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Girls, are you doing all right? Is there a nervous... You know, Mike, normally there's a nervous titter.
Yes, that's because the vodka hasn't arrived yet.
And, guys, you doing okay?
No problem.
Guys?
We're hanging. We're fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody's all right. It's all anticipatory, you know, tension.
Okay, well, the good news, you can put your clothes back on, go outside, smoke.
Go see Mr. Burbank. He'll have something for you to smoke.
Do whatever you need, and we'll be right back after
this. This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Later, he lay looking up at the dark ceiling while she cried, and he no longer liked her. He had taken what was good in him, and what had he gained? Nothing but emptiness, void. But I'm a man now, he thought, and listened to her crying there beside him. I was a boy, and now I'm a dirty, stinking man.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
That's right. They're Brett. Big deal.
They'll F you until you love them, faggot.
All right, Don and Mike. That's our phone number, 877-365-3636. From Canada.
A bunch of Canadians. Want to be French? They suck.
800-636-1067. Let me explain to you exactly what strip trivia is. Yeah, girls, take your shirts off again now that you're back in the studio.
All the ladies in various stages of undress.
You're in one of the markets, never heard strip trivia before. We started with eight couples, married and together.
The ladies are hydrating now.
And 16 people. 16 people total. They answer trivia questions. Out of the 16 people, 15 of them will end up totally naked.
Totally, totally naked.
Genitals, everything.
And that's cool.
Last person with clothes wins.
Right.
For the couple, a trip for two to the Caribbean, including round trip air, 3 nights, 4 days hotel, That's courtesy of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, airing tonight on ABC TV. And we'll throw in, $1,000.
$1,000. And then we haven't determined the island yet, right? It's just somewhere in the Caribbean?
Somewhere in the Caribbean.
An undisclosed island.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
The island of Dr. Moreau. Hello.
Radio Ninjas.
Hi there.
How you five bastards doing today?
Come on, you're slowing
us down. What can we
do?
We're playing trivia.
We're playing strip trivia on the way on the car with my wife, and she's kicking my ass. So I was wondering if you could ask like some simple football questions, something so I can catch up.
You know, that's a wonderful concept, though. Playing at home, you can certainly play along at home with your significant other.
Or like this guy playing in the car.
That might be a little dangerous, especially with icy conditions.
Yeah, and I'm driving, and it's her birthday. I'm taking her to eat somewhere, and I'm half naked, and she's got all her clothes on, and I just need to catch up.
Listen. Two words for you, my friend. Always works for me. And I mean this, really. From my ticker. Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Olive Garden.
Well, if it's a special occasion.
Let me just say that to you.
Bye-bye, ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Shocking that he's losing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm amazed.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Gentlemen, in honor of your contest today, NYPD Blue last night had a segment called Nude Awakening. And Sipowicz Live-In Blonde in the first 5 minutes gave you quite the Mr. Skin moment.
Mm. I watched a couple of seconds of NYPD Blue last night, and I guess I missed it. I just saw the
Wasn't NYPD Blue the very first network show to give us decent nudity?
Yeah, and they still drop. They had the S-bomb last night.
Right.
And I went to the Saved by the Kid, Saved by the Bell kid. The
Ricky Sipowicz Schroeder?
New partner? No.
No.
Oh, he's gone. I don't watch the show anymore.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
The new one.
That guy, right.
His dad was dead, and he was like... Oh, S!
And that's when he took his clothes off, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was going to weigh in on that NYPD Blue, too. If you had a VCR, you would have saw Bush. That was, you know, phenomenal view of her.
The president did a cameo?
It was thermometal?
Phenomenal.
Oh, phenomenal.
You actually saw hair?
I think if you talk to Mr. Bush. Mr. Skin, and I bet you'll have a picture on his website, and you'll be able to see Bush.
Okay, thank you.
Man, you can tell people are like cooped up in their house, can't you?
They sure are.
I slowed it down on my VCR.
Okay, this is going to be a lightning round. A lightning round. Now, listen, you're only going to have 10 seconds to answer the question.
Now, you said the question is going to be slightly easier than the last round, or harder?
Harder.
Harder.
These are from Trivial Pursuit, the 20th anniversary. And here we go. We will start with Lisa.
Lisa, step up to the microphone, please.
Lisa up there with the... And again, Lisa, your bra size is...
36C.
36C.
Are you warm enough, Lisa?
No, it's a little chilly in here.
I didn't think so.
Hey, Michael.
What?
You get in on some of that good fitty tuck action?
As often as possible.
There you go.
There you go. Very nice. Okay, now, your question will be, you know, based on Michael taking his clothes off... what is always the center color in a pack of Chuckles? You know those chewy candy things? What is always the center color in a pack of Chuckles?
You have 8 seconds.
Yeah, you have less than that. You better guess the color, honey.
Chocolate.
Black.
Brown.
Black.
Oh, that's what I meant to say.
The color black. Of chocolate. And, and so that means now Michael's got to take an item of clothing off.
Well,
what do you
think? She said dark chocolate, right? Isn't that
Come
black?
On, Michael. Come on,
Michael, what are you taking off?
Shirt.
Shirt coming off here.
Okay. And now it's Michael's turn.
See if you can do better for Lisa than Lisa did for you.
And,
sounded good, didn't it?
Here we go. Just taking a look at him. What is another name for a killer whale?
Orca.
That is the first correct answer as a couple that you two have. Way to go. And Lisa, you don't have to take anything off.
Okay, Ginny and Randy. Ginny, are you ready?
Yes.
Ginny has...
Yeah, she has not taken anything off.
Nothing off.
That means Randy has done very well.
All right, Ginny. What was the letter class of the racing sailboat Ranger... which won the 1937 America's Cup?
Easy.
That's an easy one.
What?
What was the letter class of the racing sailboat Ranger, which won the 1937 America's Cup?
Well, I don't know, so I'm just going to guess A.
No, goes Jay.
And Randy, it's time for you to remove your second item of clothing. What's coming off?
Shoes.
Jay has
shoes coming off.
Juicy. And Randy. Randy, are you ready?
I think
I'm
he's
ready.
He's taking his shoes off. He is now.
It's time for a lightning round.
10 seconds.
What tree family is the source of cloves? Randy?
Hemlock.
Hemlock.
That's what I want right now.
The myrtle.
The merkin?
The myrtle.
Oh, okay. And Ginny, that means you have to take off your first item. What's coming off?
Shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks.
Oh, boo.
There you go.
Let's see. Courtney and Brian.
Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Yeah, well, Rob, do you want to adjust that microphone for Courtney a little bit? No, that's okay. Can you get on your tippy toes? Or
yeah,
what?
Courtney, that'll help. Courtney,
yes.
What is a French kiss called in France?
A kiss?
An English kiss.
Brian, your second item of clothing, what? Do they really do that?
That's what it says.
What's coming off, Brian?
The top shirt. English.
Pardon me?
I said it in English.
Oh, yes. Come on, honey.
Okay, the top shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, now, you still got to get back up there, honey, because your husband's going to answer the question now.
Come on, honey.
God damn it, honey.
Brian, your turn. You know, as a couple, haven't had a correct answer yet.
Brian, I got one for you, though. Right up your alley. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What man said, God does not play dice with the universe?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, he's a good friend of mine.
Rob Spiewak.
Not as close as Rob, Mike.
Andrew Dice Clay.
That's a great bad answer.
Albert Einstein. Wow, your wife is taking her shirt off.
Courtney has removed her top. We are simply looking at a lovely brassiere. Lovely.
Courtney, how big? What is your size, Courtney?
34D.
Oh.
34D. Man.
Baby!
Man, do we have some boobs today.
What was the correct answer to that question?
Albert Einstein.
Oh, I got completely distracted.
Albert Einstein. Neil and Maria.
Okay, Maria, you are going to be playing for Neil now. You didn't do too well in the first round. Let's see if you can get a correct one here.
Maria, who was the only United States president to top the scales at 310 pounds? What was that?
Teddy Roosevelt.
And what was that you had to say, sir, about your wife?
That you won't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. William Howard Taft.
Neil, your second item of clothing, what's coming off?
Socks and shoes.
Socks and shoes.
Oh,
socks and shoes. Okay, now.
I hear that.
If there's ever been a softball, looking at this guy.
Now, Neil got the first round, he got a correct answer. So
did
doing,
he really?
Yes, he's doing well.
Oh, well.
I still need the softball, Don.
All right. Who's the all-time leader in NASCAR victories?
Earnhardt.
Richard Petty.
Richard Petty, and time for your first item of clothing, Maria. What will you be removing?
Socks and shoes.
Socks and shoes.
Socks and shoes.
A lot of people going barefoot here.
Kate and Craig.
Kate, they're one of our leading couples. They are our leading couples. They have not had an incorrect answer yet.
Kate?
Yes.
Keeping in mind, if you get this wrong, your husband Craig will have to take something off. Where is the Guinness World of Records Museum located?
Minneapolis.
Las Vegas.
And Craig, what are you going to be taking off your first item?
Shirt.
Shirt coming off here, boss.
Shirts. Okay.
See if Craig can help Kate out now.
Craig, what state is home to the only diamond mine in America? She got a rocket body.
Idaho.
Arkansas. Oh.
And Kate, time for your first item of clothing. What will you be removing?
Shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks.
Okay.
A conservative group here.
Don't forget, even with shoes and socks, in front of the microphone.
Absolutely.
Got to do that. Heather and Bruce.
Heather, step up to the microphone, please.
Heather just got... so many girls have got really just great... gigantic jugs.
Yes, I couldn't have put it better myself.
I mean, really, so many times we play this game and we have to exaggerate about the great bodies, but...
no
really,
need.
I see, there's a great set. all the girls that have taken their tops off thus far, just the bras, have really big jugs.
It's a great way to make a living, isn't it?
And let's go through the sizes one more. You're 36C? Is that right? You're 34D? You are?
34D.
And you are?
I'm a 34B, but in between B and C.
Oh. And then, hey, you got, and no explaining necessary for you.
And
don't worry
just,
about it.
Those are just the women that have taken the tops off thus far.
Hey, man.
We've not even seen what's inside yet.
This is fantastic.
Are you ready, honey? Now you're playing for your husband.
Heather did a good job for Bruce in the first round, and let's see if she can do it again.
How many legs does a daddy long legs have?
Eight.
Oh, six.
Bruce, you have to remove your first item of clothing. What's coming off?
Shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks. How's it going over there, Joe?
Code yellow.
All right, my friend. All right. I'll give you a manly question now.
Let's see how you can do for Heather, Bruce. You didn't do well in the first round.
For your partially naked wife. What two cities were home to the Rams before they moved to St. Louis?
L.A. and Indianapolis. I don't know.
Cleveland.
And Heather, it's time for you to remove your second item of clothing. What will be coming off here?
Shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks. You just couldn't take.
Good old round two. Always shoes and socks at round two.
Couldn't just take that top off.
No, well, you know, you can't. Well, a man can hope. Can't.
Couldn't do that. Where are we up to, Mike?
Amy and Mike. Amy, step up to the microphone. You'll be playing for Mike. Amy and Mike do not have a correct answer yet.
No.
Oh.
What a bummer that is.
Don't they, really? Wow, and Amy's cute.
She is cute.
Not that the other women are not.
They're all very attractive women in varying degrees. They all have their own personalities.
Amy, who did Muhammad Ali fight in the Rumble in the Jungle?
He knows this too. Oh, my God. He just watched a movie last night.
Don't look at him. He can't tell you the answer. The lightning round, honey. Oh, you don't know, do you?
Mike Tyson. I'm
George Foreman.
George Foreman. And Mike, time for your second item of clothing. What's coming off?
Me? Yeah. It doesn't matter. Shoes and socks. We washed it last night.
Shoes and
socks. Mike was a little concerned over that answer there.
Mike, what did you watch last night?
Ali,
the movie. Yeah,
you watched the movie.
And, of course, the Rumble in the Jungle is a huge part.
Why? You should have got the Will Smith movie. You watched it on HBO. You guys should have got that last night.
And now it's let's see if Mike can help Amy out. And right now they don't have any correct answers.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
What was the name of the Dr. George Clooney played on ER? Mike?
I'm here.
Yeah. It's a lightning round. You got 10 seconds, my friend.
I work in an ER. I don't know.
Congratulations. Dr. Doug Ross.
Doug Ross, and that means, Amy, it's your second item of clothing. What's coming off?
My pants.
The pants! Oh, and she's got like a little hot pant thing underneath. Wow.
Got like Daisy Dukes on or something,
look
right?
Look at that.
She had like pants and then pants.
What a unique combination of clothing.
Now Amy, do you have, hold on, do you have, we get back on the mic for a second, do you have underpants on under that?
Only you would find out soon.
Oh, little tease. Little tease. Michelle and Jason.
All right.
Michelle?
Our youngsters.
Yes.
Now, these kids are smart, right?
They haven't got any correct answer.
Michelle, what do the initials LED stand for?
Light emitting diode.
Nice.
Hey, that's a great call. Jason keeps his clothes on. Jason, let's see if you can step up for Michelle.
He better.
Jason, which of the original 13 colonies was first known as New Sweden?
What?
Which of the original 13 colonies was first known as New Sweden?
It's just funny.
I'll say New York.
Delaware.
Item number two is coming off. What will you be removing, Michelle?
My shirt.
The shirt is coming off here.
Okay, now let's see if the trend continues.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Bravo.
God damn.
Man, this is like a lingerie commercial.
Hold on.
Here.
What's the bra size?
Nice tat.
Can you get a microphone and tell all of our listeners?
34, 36C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends.
Who might be having some of that clear stuff coming out right now?
Oh, no, stop it. You wreck it. You wreck it for so many. I'm not the only one that you wreck it for when you
I'm
do that.
I'm not wrecking it for anybody.
You are. You are wrecking it for everybody.
All right, one more lightning round.
Jeez.
One more lightning round.
No, please.
We got time for one?
Yeah, we do. We have plenty
it's
of time.
Time for a lightning round.
Are we clear?
Crystal.
Crystal there.
Okay.
All right.
We'll stick with the tough questions.
You want to keep the order the way you had it before?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Lisa, you're up.
Lisa, what does a bull whacker drive?
A tractor?
No. A team of oxen.
And as Michael begins to realize he's dangerously close to taking everything out, item number three, Michael, what will you be removing?
That would be my belt.
His belt.
Your belt.
Belt coming off here.
And, Michael, here's your question now. With Lisa on the line, down to... What do you got left there, Lisa?
Lisa's got three items of clothing remaining. Four items of clothing remaining.
Huh. How many sides does a snowflake have?
You can you can practically hear the brain working.
Ten. Six.
I'm terribly sorry. Lisa, it's time for item number two. What will you be removing?
My hose.
Her hose.
Your hose.
Her hose. They're the hose. Oh, look at that. Are they thigh highs?
Maybe.
Oh.
Well, wait for this to happen.
No, they're the pantyhose.
Yeah, look at that.
Pantyhose.
They peel right off. I like the way she rolls them off.
Yes, absolutely.
Just kind of roll. One leg rolls right off and the other leg rolls off. Ginny and Randy.
Jimmy.
Now, Ginny, look at you. Have you taken anything off
of it? She's removed one item of clothing, the shoes and socks.
Ginny, what are oboe and clarinet reeds usually made from?
Oh, and I played the clarinet growing up.
Really?
Teak?
No, I'm sorry. Cane.
I thought it was bamboo. Okay, and that means, Randy, time for your third item of clothing.
Socks.
Socks.
Socks. Okay, now let's see if we can get something happening over here with your wife.
Ginny has removed her shoes and socks.
Come on, Don. You gave me the hemlock last time.
Now, that was you that gave Don the hemlock.
What is the name of the belly buttonless Pillsbury Doughboy?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
This is an easy one.
Potsy.
Potsy.
Rob Stewart! No. Poppin' Fresh.
Poppin' Fresh. Item number two. What's coming off, Ginny?
My vest.
The vest.
The vest.
There's the vest.
As we get closer to the bounty.
Keep it close.
Brian and Courtney, step up, please.
This is one of our big, I don't mean this in any offensive way, one of our big loser couples so far. Four incorrect answers between the two of them.
34D?
D.
34D.
Hmm. Yee.
Damn. Honey, where is Mount Olympus?
She's thinking.
Lightning round.
Hey. Oh. Way to go. And Brian, you get to keep your clothes on, and let's see if you can do the same thing for Courtney.
Yeah, right.
I'm really pulling for you, Brian.
Who won baseball's first World Series? Look at her, look at you. Like you got a chance.
Red Sox.
He pulled it.
Yeah!
Pulled it.
Way to go.
He pulled it. Are you proud of your man? Tell him you're proud of him.
I'm very proud of you.
All righty, man. Yeah.
And that was the last time they won one. No.
Hold on a question. We have somebody. I love it when people want a challenge. Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the problem, dude?
Your snowflake question's BS, man. The snowflake, it has two sides, front and back.
Hey,
it has six
dude, listen, if you have any question, might I ask you call Hasbro? That's the company that makes the game called Trivial Pursuit. Dude.
You're weak.
What do you mean?
What do you mean I'm weak?
Aren't you enjoying the game?
Absolutely.
I'm reading questions from Trivial Pursuit. If you have a question with one of the answers...
Yeah, it's right off the card. We don't make the questions up.
Don't bust by my balls. Call Trivial Pursuit.
That's right on the card, you see.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And? What, douche?
Do you have anything to say, ass?
Crickets.
God. Do people now see what we go through when we take a call?
Here we are. We're having people taking their clothes off, but it's not good enough for this ad.
Oh, no, no, no.
Would all the girls first call this guy a douchebag? On the country? One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Douchebag! All right, now, guys. One, two, three.
Douchebag!
All right, now, all together, everybody.
One, two, three.
Douchebag!
How you feeling now, pal?
Sporty.
And he wouldn't hang out.
Nah, he's got his attitude. Got his attitude.
Still stays there. Jesus Christ. Where were we at?
Maria, lovely Maria.
Ah, Maria.
She will be flying for nail.
Maria, what article of clothing was named after an island?
A bikini?
A bikini is right.
That is a really good one. And Neil, that's the first correct answer for Maria. And let's see if you can get your second correct answer for her.
Here you go. What activity is described by Pop Goes the Weasel?
I think it's happening in here.
Clear liquid.
Sex?
Sex. Spinning yarn.
Spinning yarn. And item number two, Maria, what will you be removing?
My pants.
Well, we'll wait for that.
Maria's now taking her pants off.
For those jeans to come off, I'll tell you right now, they're black underpants underneath.
It's getting hot in here.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I just want to explain that a snowflake can't have two sides unless it's two-dimensional, so that guy is a douchebag.
But I am seriously concerned with the people that call in during strip trivia.
You know, normally, that's the only reason I'm answering the phones, Mike. Normally, this is the one time all of our lines, normally during a regular show.
This is when the lines are dead because everybody's just sitting at home,
you know,
or in their car, and they're just enjoying it. Nobody's on a cell phone.
Clear liquid.
I'm working.
You're working? What do you mean you're working?
Wait, are you working your man?
I'm fixing a swimming pool.
You're fixing a swimming pool?
That's correct.
Where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
Of course,
you incredible hump.
All right. Are they going to be able to see the Sacramento dance?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
I really want to see Mike and Bob do the Sacramento dance.
Please.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you all very much.
Mike should be on Soul Train with that. Really good, man.
Of course he's calling from Sacramento. And you've got to say, a snowflake, I like the nudity and all, but a snowflake is duh.
And we are up to
Kate and Craig.
Kate and Craig. And now, these kids are smart, right? Charlie, I'm going to work through this round, and then we'll break. What president dedicated the Statue of Liberty?
Roosevelt.
Grover Cleveland.
Second item of clothing. What's coming off, Craig?
Shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks.
Okay, now.
Joe, we haven't heard the spray over there. Is it necessary?
I've been spraying a little bit in the background.
Okay, that's good. That works, Joe, on the radio.
In what sport, sir, could you find a flying camel?
Ice skating.
Yeah, we'll give that to you. Figure skating, yes.
That's another correct answer. That means Kate gets to keep her clothes on.
Okay, and
Heather and Bruce.
Let's go to Heather. Heather. Heather, Heather. And those boobs,
34D. I think everyone's waiting for Heather to get untethered.
Boy, these are hard questions. Well, tough. What animal used to be known as the camel leopard? I think we may have actually had this question on a previous edition of Strip Trivia.
Where were its toes located?
Sorry, hon. Take something off.
The giraffe.
All right, and it's your second item of clothing. What's coming off, Bruce?
Shirt.
Of course.
All right, girls, get ready for a real thrill. And, Bruce, here you go. For your wife, who is down to...
She's down to three items of clothing. She's taken two items of clothing in a row.
What actress wrote about herself when she sent out postcards from the edge? It's a chick question, but I thought maybe you'd know.
I don't know, Meryl Streep.
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher. Item number three, what will be coming off, Heather?
My pants.
Pants are coming off here.
Okay.
Pants are coming off.
Here the belts unbuckled.
Pants are coming off. And the matching underwear ensemble. Give her a nice round of applause.
Black underpants. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Huzzah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Amy and Mike.
Amy.
Yes.
How you doing, Amy?
Good.
How you doing?
Good.
Amy surprised us in the last round with little hot pants show.
POA. Really? No offense to any of you other girls. You're all beautiful, but wow, Amy. Real nice. Amy, have you met Mike? Are you married, incidentally?
I'm engaged.
Just engaged. Have you met Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Amy. How are you? I'm really, I'm very much in favor of long, long engagements. Okay, we better keep going.
What Asian nation forbids the sale of chewing gum? And need that answer.
Japan?
Singapore.
Item number three. What's coming off, Mike?
Shirt. Mike, what are you taking off, sir?
Shirt.
Shirt. All right, and this will be the final question in this round.
Actually, we have one more. Michelle and Jason.
For Amy, this will be the final one. Sorry about that. Mike got ahead of myself. Mike, what powerful bird is being raised on farms for its eggs and feathers? Mike?
Oh, Mike.
Ostrich?
Yeah! Way to go, Mike.
Did your man surprise you, Amy?
Yes, very much so.
Isn't very much so. Okay, and finally...
Can't tell you how disappointed we are.
Finally, Michelle and Jason.
Michelle and Jason. And Michelle is down to two items of clothing.
Hey, Michelle.
Jason is down to three.
Turn around, nice tat. Can I see the... Look at that nice big rose tattoo.
Wow.
It's a magnolia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Flower.
I'm sorry about that.
A flower is a flower.
Here we go. For you, what is the name of the centermost stone at the top of an arch?
Could you repeat the question?
Only because you don't have a shirt on. What is the name of the centermost stone at the top of an arch?
Lime.
I know the answer. Can I give the answer?
Mike.
It's the keystone.
Keystone.
And that means that, Jason, you have to remove your second item of clothing.
Shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks.
How's it going over there, Joe?
Code orange.
Joe. All right, and now, finally, Jason.
All right, yeah. Michelle has removed two items of clothing in a row. Let's see how Jason does this time.
What was the name of the 1997 music festival devoted to female pop singers? Oh. Yeah, you know this, no, Johnny? Yeah.
Honey?
Come on, honey.
God damn it, honey. Jason, need that answer. Jason?
Jason, stop breathing and come up with an answer.
Jason.
Or simply say, I don't know.
I can't remember.
Lilith Fair.
Lilith Fair. Item number three. What's coming off, Michelle?
Pants.
She says hesitantly.
As she takes off those plaid golfing slacks.
And there we go.
And look at the underpants match.
The pearly pink panties.
The pretty pink panties. And...
Bravo!
I think the next round will go back to Dum Dum pop culture questions.
Very exciting. Are you guys having a good time?
Yeah.
How about where are the dudes at?
They're already going out for a smoke.
Dudes already out for a smoke. Mike, who's in the lead and who's the closest to getting naked?
We've got several people that are. I'm going to give you the people that are close to getting naked. Michael, only two items of clothing left. Randy, only two items of clothing left. Also, Heather, only two items of clothing. Mike, only two others of clothing. And Michelle, only two items of clothing left.
All right, kids. Smoking break. Do what you need to do. We'll come back in just a second. You know, all the lines are ringing. I don't know what's going on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Hey, great show.
Thanks.
Hey, I only got one complaint, and it's towards Mike.
What?
How come he never lets Don comes through with all his sexual descriptions. He always cuts him loose with all his stupid, I don't want to hear that kind of crap.
Well, let me see. Why do you enjoy it so much, faggot?
See, Mike, people...
Oh, faggot, yeah.
People
we
like,
want to hear it.
Mike, people are dying to hear about my number three.
Well, maybe you could get the Don calendar.
Meet me on my lecture circuit, sir. Don and Mike show. Hello.
How gay was that call?
What's going on, guys?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I didn't find anything gay about that.
No, you did. That's disturbing.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Just a former listener in Portland, Oregon. I just want to let you know that I'm still trying to keep tabs on you guys through Radio Forum. Radio Gods Forum, and I just actually I told the guy earlier that I
shut up. It's on the internet.
I bet he likes the clear liquid.
We got a break, and we'll be. Oh, hold on! Bulletin from the National Weather Service.
Have they changed the forecast?
They have. This is Radio's Don Geronimo saying, "Please to join Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band for a rare Friday night performance at Sullivan's Irish Pub
performance
in the heart of Central Park." That's Mike and Crap Blues Band. Friday night.
That's the name of the place down there.
Friday night in Fredericksburg, VA.
Central Park's like where they have all the shops and stuff.
Gotcha. We got a break. Be right back with more strip trivia.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take your sweater off, Jojo, he ordered brusquely. Her hands went to her waist, caught the hem of the sweater, and lifted it off over her head. She dropped the sweater carelessly on the floor next to the bed. She was wearing a pink bra that seemed about to burst under the outward pressure exerted by her breasts. Now the bra, Frankie commanded. She reached around back to undo the snaps. The cloth fell away, and her breasts, as if relieved to be confined no longer, tumbled forward excitedly. Frankie sharply caught his breath. You like? Jojo asked. I like just fine. Molto bene. I've got the biggest pair in the barrens, she said proudly. She had a peculiar body, Frankie thought. It was as if those enormous breasts belonged to somebody else and had somehow been grafted on. The rest of her was thin, her belly was flat, her hips were narrow and boyish, her buttocks were lean and muscular. She had the agile, cultish look of a 12-year-old with the eye-opening breasts of a showgirl. 40, 21, 25, Frankie thought. One hell of a weird figure, but nice. Plenty nice.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm totally dry, Rob.
No record?
I'm totally... Never mind.
There we go.
Got it covered.
Dinners, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Say, baby, hey.
Hey, hey.
Girls say.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, you got to do a little better job describing these women here. I need help, Jay Owen, on the ride home.
I think we've tried to tell you they're all rather attractive.
We have a wonderful group on Strip Trivia. And one of the greatest things about Strip Trivia is during the commercial breaks, all the women and men go outside, and then they run back in here right before we're going to go back on the air, and they have to get undressed all over again, and that is just fantastic.
You get to see the big old biddies.
Yeah, which lady do you need to know more about?
Do you have a particular favorite?
You know, they all sound pretty hot. I'm just big into you guys really describing their under attire.
Is there anybody, would you like to speak to any of the women?
Well, we have a
I wouldn't mind speaking to any of them. I just really like to describe themselves with pink, lacy underwear, a nice song. I just want to get a good visual.
Amy? Amy, step up. Step up. Amy has a black bra on.
What is your what's your first name, sir?
Jared.
Would you like to say hi to
Jared? Hi, Jared.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
And what would you like to ask Amy? We've described she has on a black, very nice, lacy bra. She has on Daisy Duke shorts.
Right.
And we don't know if she has underpants or not underneath.
That's pretty intriguing. In fact, you guys are making my ride home a lot more enjoyable. I drive
around. Oh, my God. You're in the car?
I'm in the car.
Be careful.
Do you have are there any clear liquids nearby?
None that Mike would stop you from talking about.
Okay, Jared, thank God for that. You got something to say to Jared, Amy?
I'm just going
to
ask him what you look like.
What do you look like, Jared?
Well, I'm about 6 feet tall, 210 pounds. I used to be more athletic. I just graduated college about a year ago, so,
We certainly got plenty of information, didn't we?
Yeah. Hey, these ladies sound great. I just appreciate you doing this for my ride home.
You know, where he's really doing it. You know, he sounds like he might be.
You know, I think he's going to need interior windshield wipers. You know, windshield wipers for the inside of the car. All right, get out of here. Goodbye, Jerry.
Oh, my God.
We're playing strip trivia with married and engaged couples.
Yes, a good group.
A grand prize is a vacation for two to the Caribbean, round-trip air, 3 nights, 4 days hotel, courtesy of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, airing tonight on ABC, and $1,000.
All right.
Now, in order to move the game along,
yes,
we're going to find out in this next round who wants to wager that I have what I consider to be really moron easy questions.
Okay.
For instance, Lisa and Michael, our first couple. Step up, Lisa and Michael. Lisa has how many articles left?
Lisa has 3 items left, and Michael has 2 items left.
All right. I got a question that I think is so easy. Hold on. There we go. I got a question that's so easy that if you don't get it right, you have to take off all your clothes. But if you get it right, you get to put back on an article of clothing.
So you're saying that the question is so easy that now we're doing a wagering game.
Yes, I'm just tossing this out. I think the question is so easy.
Now, are they able to take the wager or give the wager? I mean, are they able to take you up on the offer? Is this like, let's make a deal?
I'm offering it to them and Buzz.
Now, is this for both of them or for just Lisa?
For just Lisa. Buzz, this is the question.
Yeah.
And that is the answer.
Couldn't be easier.
So, Lisa, what Don is saying is that he's giving you the opportunity, you can take it or leave it, that with this question, you can actually, if you answer correctly, that means Michael can put an item of clothing back on.
And so can you.
You mean both of them?
Yeah, yeah. But if you get it wrong, you're both naked and you're both out of the game.
I'm not taking it.
So she just wants a simple question.
Regular question. Okay.
All right, and if she answers this correctly, that means Michael will be able to keep his 2 items left.
Okay. Before we move on, is there anybody here that wants to take me up on this?
Anybody? Are we getting...
First hand, step up, step up.
Hey, I have a question. If I miss it, do we both have to take everything off and we're just all out?
That's it.
And she's looking over at her husband.
What do you say?
Oh, you're no fun.
Oh, nope.
He doesn't want to do it?
He's not going to go for it.
Anybody have the balls for this?
Anybody want to try it? They're not... No. Wait, one guy...
Hold on. Could we consult with our wives as to the answer?
No, I mean, but you may select either the husband or the wife to answer the question.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Now, who's that? So, who's giving the thumbs up? That would be...
Craig and Kate.
Craig and Kate have accepted the challenge, Don.
Oh, the smart kids have.
No.
Okay, who's answering?
Kate. Kate, are you going to be answering the question?
Sure.
All right, now, Kate, in the event that you answer this correctly, both you and Craig will be able to put an item of clothing on. Kate has 4 items of clothing remaining. Craig has 2 items. I'm sorry, 3 items of clothing. That means they will go back to having... Kate will have all of her clothes left.
Good call, Craig.
If you answer this incorrectly...
You're both out of the game.
You will both strip naked and immediately be disqualified. What act holds the record for most number one hits?
The Beatles.
All right, both of you, put an item back on. That means Kate has all of her clothes left, and Craig has only 4 items of clothing remaining.
Uh-huh.
That's a good twist.
I got another one, though.
Now I have a question for you about sequence.
Yeah.
So now that it's official, I'm going to block them out of round number 4. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that how we're going to do it? They've already had their turn.
Yeah. Now I'll tell you this. I've got, as a matter of fact, this whole round, I'm just going to offer up some special deals in this round.
All right. What's the next deal?
So I've got such really great ones. First, let me ask, of the guys and the girls, who are really fans of the show Friends?
Oh, and that's Courtney, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Courtney. Right.
Courtney and Brian.
Yes.
Courtney.
Are you going to offer Courtney a deal?
Courtney, then I'm going to offer you a deal.
Courtney and Brian both have three items of clothing left.
If you're a true fan of Friends,
oh, I am.
You should be able to get this.
Okay.
And now, what is the deal, Don?
The deal.
Same deal?
Deal is.
All or nothing?
Deal. Same deal. You answer the question correctly, and you get to put an article back on.
So did your husband.
Would you like to consult with Brian? Brian, is that okay with you?
Brian?
What do you say, Brian? Brian? Come on, you guys have to agree.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Brian is not very confident.
Now, once again, using Buzz as a third party, I'm going to show Buzz the question.
If you're a fan of Friends, you should get this.
Okay.
That might mean there's a degree of difficulty. Courtney has accepted the challenge enthusiastically. Brian is not that enthusiastic. Let's see what happens.
Courtney, as I read you the names, you must tell me the last name of each of the characters. Joey.
LeBlanc.
Oh. What's wrong?
Honey.
Oh.
What was the real name?
I have you.
The name on the show?
Yeah.
I gave his last name.
Do you want to give her another chance of that?
Give me, yeah.
It's the character name.
Character name.
It's the character name.
Joey. Joey.
The character name.
Joey Tribbiani.
All right.
Rachel.
Green.
Now, who said it, though?
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Who said it? Stupid husband?
I didn't know our mic was on over here.
Well, they can't hear that over here. They can't because they don't have headphones on.
All right.
All right, guys, just keep it down over there.
Monica.
Now it's Bing. It's Geller Bing.
Oh, wow.
Ross.
Geller.
Phoebe.
Buffet.
Chandler.
Bing.
Oh, that is strong.
You got it.
Put an item of clothing back on. They are both down to...
You got it.
I can do all their real names.
Oh, no. I don't know.
And that means now both Courtney and Brian have four items of clothing left.
All right.
Woo!
There we go. Let me see.
You going to offer up another deal?
Sure am, Mike. Just wheeling and dealing here. Oh, boy. Let me go through. Hold on a second. How about... David Letterman.
Guys, whoever's talking, somebody's like talking in the background, and it is really coming through, okay?
Who's doing the chat over there, Joe?
It's you. What's your name, sir? Step up to the microphone. You're busted.
Who is it?
Who's the guy talking? Who's talking back there? Pipe down!
Last husband we had.
All right.
Okay.
Quiet, guys.
Very excited.
All right.
Putting clothes back on.
David Letterman, are there any David Letterman fans
Letterman
here?
Fans. Any Letterman,
Letterman fans? Aficionados.
This is a very interesting twist on strip trivia as we do the wagering.
Okay. How about... movie trivia.
Are there any movie?
No. The question I had was too abstract.
All right.
I think that this is I tell you, this is a rock and roll question. A rock and roll question concerning pop music.
Pop music. Are there any big pop music fans? Show of hands. Anybody want to do it?
Anybody. Let me spice the deal up a little bit.
All right, how are you going to spice the deal?
Okay, Charlie, give me a second here. Christ, no one wants to bet.
Well, that's because they know what the ramifications are, that, you know, these are all or nothing. That's why, you know, the two couples that have done this have really gambled.
All right, then one more.
And they've both been successful.
Gambling!
Which is, which means we haven't had any nudity in a while.
I know. Okay. This one you'll have, you'll have a 50-50 or 25-25-25-25 shot. Late night TV talk show hosts. It's a question about one of them.
All right, and are you asking for takers on this?
Any takers.
Any late night TV talk show host. Do we have any late night TV talk show buddies?
All you'll have to do is, the answer is either David Letterman, Jay Leno, Johnny Carson, or Arsenio Hall.
And it's one of those deals where you get to put your clothes back on, or you take it all off.
Correct.
An all-or-nothing question. Anybody want to handle it?
And the answer is either Letterman, Leno, Arsenio Hall,
Kate, Johnny Craig, Carson. Courtney, and Brian are ineligible for this because they've already done their. Anybody want to do it? Any takers?
Can I believe what pushes you guys are? I really cannot believe that.
Now, meanwhile, technically, we are still in round four.
I know. This is killing me. This is killing me. Are there any fans of... Ay, ay, ay. Jesus Christ. Happy Days.
Happy Days. Nobody. No hands going up.
No takers?
For Happy Days.
Okay.
Yeah, these kids look like they're just itching
all
to
right,
take their clothes off.
Last but... thing. If I write down a number between 1 and 5, does anybody want to guess what number it is?
I think people are on to your plot.
What do you mean? Both people have won thus far.
I know, but you haven't counted on that, have you?
No,
I've not. You were hoping to get this game moving a little quicker. I
thought so.
It didn't work out.
All right, this next round, I'm going to do it right now. And Charlie, you clogged me. I'm going to do this round in 1 minute.
1 minute? All right, we are going on to Lisa and Michael. All right, very good. We're back to round number four.
Robbie, I need some post-it notes right now.
Okay.
Here we go. Lisa, I am going to write down a number between 1 and 10. What number have I written down?
5.
8. Michael, take your clothes off. You're down to item number 4. What's coming off?
Pants.
Pants. Very good. Now, Michael, your turn.
Michael, I have written down a number between 1 and 10. What number is it?
2.
It's 5.
5. All right. It's item number 3 coming off for you, Lisa. What's coming off?
My skirt.
Skirt coming off here.
See, no one wants to play.
You want to do this in 60 seconds. The pants are off, don't we? Move right to Ginny and Randy.
Ginny, I have written down a number between 1 and 10. What is it?
4.
It's 2.
It's 2. Randy, take your fourth item of clothing off.
Skirt.
Shirt coming off.
I have written down a number between 1 and 10. What is it?
Randy. Lucky 7.
It's 2.
It's 2. Item number 3. What's coming off, Ginny?
Shirt.
The shirt's coming off. Bravo.
Here we go.
Fantastic. So it's just a wild card round here. It's a wild ride.
I'm
wow.
moving, Charlie. Now I'm moving.
60 seconds.
Courtney, Brian.
Nope. We move to Maria and Neil. Courtney and Brian have already accounted for round number 4.
A number between 1 and 10. What is it? What?
4.
Maria
it's
says
9.
It's 9. Neil, item number 3, what's coming off?
Shirt.
All right, Neil, your chance for Maria now.
Number between 1 and 10, what is it?
9.
It's 1.
Item number 3, what's coming off there, Maria?
Shirt.
Shirt's coming off here, boss.
Mike
and Craig ineligible for this round. Heather and Bruce.
Number between 1 and 10, what is it?
7. It's 4.
It's 4. Bruce, take an item of clothing off. Item number 3, what's coming off? Bruce.
Shirt.
Bruce.
A number between 1 and 10.
6.
It's 3.
It's 3. Heather, what's coming off item number 4?
The top.
We must
pause.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Bravo.
There you go.
Our first breasts of the day.
Who do we have here?
We go to Amy and Mike.
Amy, between 1 and 10.
1.
10?
10? Mike, item number 4, what's coming off? Mike!
What's coming off?
Come on, Mike!
Pants.
God.
Mike, 1 and 10.
1.
5!
Amy, item number 3, what's coming off?
The Daisy Youth, baby.
Oh, and she does have underwear on. It was a trick!
And finally, Michelle and Jason. Michelle, between 1 and 10.
7.
3.
3. Jason, take your third item of clothing off. What is it?
Pants.
Pants. All right. Very good. Your turn, Jason.
Between 1 and 10.
Definitely 8.
Definitely 7.
7. Oh. Item number 4. What's coming off, Michelle? The bra is coming off.
Michelle, step up and say that so everybody can hear.
The bra is coming off.
The bra and... Yeah! Oh, with a pierced nipple. Fantastic.
Now...
Very, very good.
I knew we get some feedback here. Let me see. Rob. Hello, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob.
How you doing?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was called Strip, Let's Make Up the Rules as We Go Along.
Yeah, it is.
Why? The anticipation of the questions and then the
the slowly taking the clothes off is what makes it a good game.
No, I think what makes it a good game is adding different stuff every once in a while. Douchebag.
Douchebag says what?
Hey, I just got called a douchebag by Don Geronimo.
And he's happy. You've made him happy.
And can everybody call him a douchebag?
Douchebag!
I love that. I really do.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Don, do you only wipe once now?
Now stop it, sir. We're playing strip trivia. Go away.
Okay, we'll get back to the standard format.
Very good.
Mike, and I know we have people. Who's close to getting naked?
Really, actually, the guys are much more on the bubble than the women are right now. Michael's down to his last item of clothing. Randy is down to his last. Also, Heather, she is down to her last. And Michelle, they are down to... That's 50-50 with the guys and the gals. Those are the people that are down to almost total nudity.
I tried to make you a deal, and you blew it.
Well, the two people that took the deal were successful.
Right, they won.
And they're actually our leaders now.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't love you, but I like you. Respect you enough not to want to lie to you.
Oh, don't stop. Now isn't the time for talk, darling.
Moaned the fiercely aroused young socialite daughter of a prominent jurist. Her blouse was open and she ripped at the gap with trembling fingers, pulling away the silken fabric so that the ruby nipples rising erectly from the midst of those glorious unclad spheres of ivory splendor were lavishly disclosed, surging upwards with ragged wantonness, begging for further fondles.
The Don and Mike Show.
Das ist nicht gut. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, it's strip trivia today. Tomorrow, Mr. Skin. All right. Also, a disco version of Stump the Stoop, I think, tomorrow.
Very good.
Friday, Robert the Angry Mailman's coming on for his Black History Month segment.
He has a lot of stuff prepared, and he's a lightninger.
He sure is, and this is going to be a lightning round.
Very good. We go to round number five.
Because, frankly, I've had it with all of you. I offered up my deals.
Right.
And
it's time for a lightning round.
Now, how are all you gals getting along? Is everybody, any new friendships forming or anything like this? This seems to be, you know, usually as the game progresses...
There's some bonding.
It seems to be, this is a little more nervous group than we've had before.
They all look hot.
Hey, there you go. That's Courtney.
They all look hot. Now, hold on a second. Are you naked, honey? What are you doing back there?
I forgot that I slept.
Wait a minute.
That's me.
That's Michelle, right? Michelle?
Michelle,
you have one item of clothing left, but so you can put your panties back on.
She came in naked. I just saw the most bushly of areas.
I believe that Michelle had a moment of confusion and was taking off her panties when she didn't need
right, so
to.
We have two gals that are topless.
Right.
Two gals that are down to underpants and bra.
Right, there's a lot of semi-nudity in here, right?
One gal got bra, but still you see jeans on, and one girl's like almost totally clothed, and two girls almost totally clothed. And incidentally...
The two girls totally clothed are the ones that took your bet.
The couples that took me up on the bet...
They're the leaders now.
Are the leaders.
Absolutely.
So here we go. This is a lightning round. These will be tough questions.
We go to round number five.
Lisa, step up. And again, Michael, if she's wrong... You disrobe.
That's right.
Okay.
Lisa.
And Michael's down to his last, so this is a very significant question here.
What Toronto tourist attraction is the tallest structure in the world?
Jeez, I know it. I've been there.
Too bad. That would be the CN Tower.
And Michael, that means it's time for you to get totally naked. Ladies, if you'd like to turn around.
Turn around, ladies.
There we go.
Take a look, Michael. I'm no fag, but you gotta
show the girl. Oh, you don't need to do the dancer.
You gotta show the girl.
Oh, God.
Now, Michael, you gotta show around and turn around and show them your wiener. There you go. That's what you like hearing. And then there were 15.
And here's another twist, because the game works out this way. Michael, naked, has to now answer the question for Lisa.
Correct.
You owe me one.
Michael.
And Lisa, incidentally, is down to two items of clothing.
What are the names of Cinderella's two evil stepsisters in the Disney film? And it's a lightning round. You may have heard me tap the pencil.
I don't know.
Anastasia and Grisella.
Item number four. What are you taking off, Lisa?
My bra.
The bra is coming off.
Oh, now we're getting
And I believe we will have a nice round of applause momentarily. And hello.
Yeah, look at those beauties.
Boy, there's some great breasts in here today.
Look at those beauties.
Now hang in there, Michael, because in the next round you will be playing once again for Lisa.
Ginny. I'm hanging.
Ginny. Hi, Ginny. Now, hello. You got your jeans on. You've got your bra on.
However, Randy, who she's answering the questions for, is down to his last item of clothing.
Oh, my. Ginny, what hitter struck out the most in Major League Baseball history?
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, honey. I have no idea.
Would you like to guess?
Would you like to just throw any baseball player that you may know out there? That sometimes, you know, it's worked before.
Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron. It is Reggie Jackson.
Randy, unfortunately, you have to get naked now.
Girls, take a look. Turn around, look. Now, would someone like to comment on what he's got doing there besides his wife? Anybody? Lisa?
You seem very shy.
Courtney, would anybody step up and comment on... As I look over there, he's naked.
Now, this is a tense group here.
Would anybody like to comment?
Heather?
Nice tan.
Nice tan. There you go. Thank you, Heather.
All right, so Randy's out.
And even though Randy's naked, he will now try to... win for the couple by answering questions for Ginny.
Randy.
Ginny, incidentally, is down to two items of clothing.
What song, written by two Kentucky sisters in 1893, is the world's most often sung song? A naked man.
Thinking.
Is answering this question.
The thinker.
America the Beautiful.
That would be happy birthday.
And, Ginny, it's time for you to take off item number four. What will be coming off?
The bra.
The bra!
Bravo, the bra.
Hey. Beautiful tanned breast.
Ginny, so what is it, hold on. So what do you do, tan in the nude?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and you have no underpants on, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Way to go.
Courtney.
Courtney is one of our leaders. Courtney has four items of clothing. Based on the fact that she took the challenge in the last round.
Courtney, what is the largest... Joe, this one's for you. What is the largest joint in the human body? Courtney?
The hip.
The knee.
And Brian, it's time for you to remove your second item of clothing.
Shoes and socks.
Was that shoes and socks or shoes and socks?
Shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks.
Susan Sucks.
Susan Sucks.
I would make a case that sounded exactly like Susan Sucks. All right, now, Courtney, now you're playing for Courtney, Brian.
Brian, what planet would a jovial Jovian be from?
Brian?
Mars.
Oh, sorry. Jupiter.
Item number two, what's coming off of you, Courtney?
You've seen them before.
Oh, that's right. Taking her shirt back.
They're back.
There they go.
All right.
Hi, lefty. Hi, righty. let's see. Maria.
Maria, who was playing for Neil. Maria, Neil actually has two items of clothing remaining.
Okay, here we go.
And so does Maria.
What sport activity is primarily played by young girls?
Field hockey.
Jump rope.
Neil, item number four, what will you be removed?
The pants.
This is our couple that, remember, they were married and they found other people. Now they're getting remarried.
Neil, is the hat part of your clothing?
No. The hat always stays on.
The hat always stays on. All right, very good.
That'll be a look.
And now, and now Neil will be playing Rory.
Neil, who is the highest elected official to finish a marathon while in public office? Who is the highest elected official to finish a marathon in a running race while in public office?
Do you need the person itself or the office?
The person. Yeah.
Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle. Nope, it was Al Gore.
I thought it was Al Gore.
Al Gore did the 1997 Marine Corps Marathon. What will you be taking off?
Maria, what's coming off?
Well, since everybody else has the boobs and I don't, the panties are going to come off.
Panties are coming off. Yes, she's bottomless.
So genitalia and...
Our first bottomless contestant.
It's a landing strip.
There you go. Fantastic.
It's a landing strip. Here we go. Look at this girl. Have you taken anything off?
Kate has removed... Actually, Kate is our leader. She has no items of clothing removed because she did... But she took the challenge in the last round.
Kate.
Yes?
What number of 20th century United States vice presidents went on to become president?
Zero.
Seven.
And Craig, you have to remove your second item of clothing. What's coming off?
Shoes and socks again.
Shoes and socks. Craig also got a chance to put some clothes on in the last round.
Shoes and socks.
And Craig?
Craig, let's see if you can miss one here for Kate.
I'll try.
Craig, on an automobile, I'm sorry, what does the VIN stand for?
Vehicle Identification Number.
Right.
Another correct answer, as Kate remains the only contestant in strip trivia to be fully clothed.
Heather. Topless Heather.
Heather is down to her very last item of clothing, and Bruce, her husband, is down to two items of clothing.
Heather. What former football player knocked out a horse in the movie Blazing Saddles? You're almost naked. Alex Karras.
Alex Karras, and that means Bruce, item number four. What's coming off?
The pants.
Pants. And now this could do it for your wife.
Man, that's a hell of a tattoo you got there, Bruce.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God, that thing is like up and down his arm.
Wow.
Hey, Buzz, that looks like yours.
Does.
Now, this would be for your wife's clothing. What was the world's first deodorant soap introduced in Chicago in 1948?
Dial.
Oh! Wow!
What a guess.
What a save.
What a guess.
And Heather gets to keep her panties.
Amy, step up.
Now, Mike, your husband, Amy, is your fiance is down to his last item of clothing.
Oh, this I know. Is... He's going to kill me now.
No pressure.
No pressure.
This is for it, huh? This is it for him. What 1980s glam rock band took its name from a character in the movie Barbarella?
Cinderella.
Oh, no. No, it's screwed up. No, it's...
Oh, come on.
No, it's Duran Duran.
Duran Duran, and Mike, it's time for you to get totally naked.
There you go.
Hung like a thimble.
There you go. That's what you go home to every night, huh, honey? And now it's time... you know, none of the ladies are commenting on the guy's schlong.
No,
no, my man's well. He's good to go.
There you
I'm
go.
Sorry.
Defending her man.
There you go.
And now you have to really defend him by, he's going to try to play for you. And you are down to two items of clothing, Amy.
Mike, what is the tallest mountain in the United States?
Mount Rainier.
Oh, that would be Mount McKinley.
Item number four, what will you be taking off, Amy?
The bra.
Oh, Amy, hold on.
Oh, yes.
On microphone, say hi.
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 Very good.
Michelle.
Michelle herself is down to her last item of clothing. However, Jason, her fiancé, is down to two items of clothing.
All right, Michelle. What famous musical duo was originally known as Tom and Jerry? Any idea? Any idea?
Millie Vanilli. I have no idea.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Item number four. God. What's coming off, Jason?
A shirt.
Shirt coming off here.
So this could be it for her, right?
Yes, a lot of pressure on Jason.
No, he's going to get it.
He's going to try to be, Bruce and Heather. We're going to see what Jason can do for Michelle here. She's down to her last.
What year did Roger Maris leave the field with 61 home runs?
1961.
There you go.
Thank you.
Save, and that's the end of round number five. We got a lot of people almost naked, Don.
All right, now, Mike, I know we lost Michael there. We lost Randy there.
And we lost Mike.
And we lost Mike. Who's closest to losing next?
Down to their last item of clothing right now, we've got Ginny, also Maria, also Neil, also Heather, also Bruce, also Amy, Michelle, and Jason. They're all down to their last. And I'll tell you, right now, it's looking very, very difficult for anybody to knock off Kate in this game. Kate has not removed any items of clothing. She did early, then she took your challenge and got to put something back on. She's fully clothed.
Couples, when you go out during this break, I'll tell you, unless you've already got a member who's already taken off some clothing, meaning like Michael and Randy and Mike, of the remaining couples, think if you'd like to take a challenge question.
Ooh.
To get back in this game. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Vivian's lithe and perfect body, glisteningly drenched with perspiration, lay momentarily stretched out. Her head and shoulders were bent almost double, like an animate figure six. In its classic and momentary immobility, her body might have been likened to a classic Grecian sculpture. Complementing this, and equally as artistically attractive, was the bronzed, powerful body of the man. His lower limbs were almost outstretched. His upper body was inversely twisted into a complementing duplicate of her pose. Fleetingly, the pair could have brought to mind an advertising poster that might use classic figures bent in shapes of numerals. He lay a panting nine above, beside, and around her, encompassing for the fleeting moment her gracious six.
The Don and Mike Show. Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, all right.
Say, baby,
man.
Say, baby, hey. Good day, good day.
Playing strip trivia for the first time ever with married and engaged couples. The women have just come back into the studio tearing their clothes off as they walk in here.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
Are you all having a good time? Are we keeping you awake there, Kate?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And over on the other side in the men's room. Hi, fellas.
It's like a locker room.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hey. A lot of the guys are naked up
there. Yeah, you know, there's just a lot of nudity in here right now. A lot of semi-nudity, nudity. You know.
That is a weird dynamic now with this also. That
right.
It used to be when someone was naked, they'd leave.
They're out. They're in their car. You know, now we got to hang around because they have to ask questions.
We're playing, of course, today for a trip for two to the Caribbean, including round trip air, 3 nights, 4 days hotel, courtesy of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which airs tonight on ABC, and $1,000. Okay. I talked to the guys, and for couples who are either far ahead or far behind, incidentally, Lisa, Michael, Ginny, and Randy, Amy, and Mike, not eligible for this offer. We do have a chance for you to either lose it all or put all your clothes back on. Two categories. Music. And I'd say it's music, not old music, music that all you guys would know. And The Simpsons. Do we have anybody?
We'll take it.
All right, Maria has. Maria says she's going to take the Simpsons question.
Maria,
are you going along with that, Neil?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the deal. In the event that you get the correct, you're going to answer the question, Maria. Neil's going to handle this question. If he gets
wait a minute. I thought she was.
Hold on. We have
okay, line. I'll go with the Simpsons.
Neil, you're going to take the Simpsons question. If you answer it correctly, you get to put an item of clothing back on. If you answer it incorrectly, you're both out of the game.
Okay. Okay.
You
I thought
go
you
for
said
it?
You, yeah.
No, I think I did say they could put them all.
You can put all your
put
clothes.
All their clothes back on.
Put them all back on.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. What was the deal I had before?
The deal was that if they answer it correctly, they get to put an item of clothing back on. If they answer it incorrectly, they're out of the game.
That's what I meant to say.
That's the deal. What do you say? There's the offer. Just the way it was
before.
Let's do it. They're going to go for it. Neil's going to take the Simpsons question. Now, they're both down to their last item of clothing, so if in the event that Neil answers this correctly, they'll both be able to put an item of clothing on, letting them hang into the game longer.
All right, Neil. Who shot Mr. Burns? No help.
No help.
Come on, baby.
Smithers.
Oh!
Maggie Simpson.
Maggie, and that means it's time for you guys to get totally naked.
There
you
go.
That's our first couple that's disqualified.
She's naked, he's naked.
Neil, when you heard the answer, did you think you might have had it?
No, because I saw Don shaking his head no.
All right, so that's it. And then there were a few couples left.
I applaud the fact that you guys had the balls to guess.
Way to go.
Now, I'll tell you that the other category is about music.
It's contemporary music.
I'll take that one.
Are you going to go? Jason's going to go for that one with Michelle.
I think Michelle should answer.
Now, Jason and Michelle are also people that are on the bubble. They're almost out of the game.
Music we know.
You want Michelle to go for it?
It's new music, right?
I promise it is music you will
last
know.
Last 20 years or something?
Yes, last 20 years is accurate. Yes, and the fact is, Michelle, if you answer correctly, you guys both get to put an item of clothing on. If you answer incorrectly, you're both out of there.
Okay.
Thank you for taking me up on the offer.
Oh, you're welcome.
This adds some excitement, some immediacy to the game.
Yes, it does.
And who's answering again?
Michelle will be answering for the couple.
Okay, Michelle, what was the first rap song ever to hit number one? What was the first rap song ever to hit number one? No help, please.
Okay, it was Baby Got Back.
No. It was Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice, and that is it. Michelle and Jason, thank you so much for playing the game.
Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, look at her. Wow. Well, she had already taken her pants off one time, but it's big anyway.
And then there were six.
All right, now
we'll six couples left.
Now we get down to brass tacks.
And we're going to round number six now.
And here we go. I appreciate the balls for those who went for it. And now we go to Lisa.
Now, Lisa is no longer answering for Michael because Michael has been eliminated, which means Michael will now answer for Lisa.
And if Michael is
incorrect, that means Lisa is out of the game because she is down to one item of clothing.
Mike.
I feel like I should work for an accounting firm today.
No, Mike, you're doing great. You are doing great. What pro baseball team, formerly known as the Spiders, is now named in honor of Louis Socolitas, a Native American?
The Indians.
The Indians.
Cleveland Indians.
Wow. Did you have any idea or was it just a guess?
Just a guess.
And that means that Lisa hangs in there.
It was the Indians or the Braves.
Wow.
Ginny.
And Randy will be answering for this question because Ginny has already eliminated Randy.
Okay.
And incidentally, Ginny is also down to her last item of clothing.
So Randy is answering.
Randy will be answering the question.
Randy, what classic film fosters a theme based on this line? No man was born to be a failure. Hello.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Way to go. You hang in there. Man, they're no, it's just funny, though. They turn away from the microphone, and these guys, they forget their name.
Courtney and Brian.
Jesus. Courtney and Brian are both hanging in there. That means Courtney gets to answer for Brian now.
Courtney, who is the first woman to appear on a box of Wheaties?
Nice box.
Got the answer, honey?
Sorry.
Mary Lou Retton.
I knew it!
Brian, item number three, what are you taking off?
The shirt.
The shirt's coming off here. And now Brian gets to answer for Courtney.
Brian, where is the largest stained glass window in the world? It is 300 feet long and 23 feet high. Where is it?
Rome.
No.
New York.
Item number three, what are you taking off, Courtney?
The
bra.
Bravo. Thank you, Courtney.
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. My God, there's some breasts in this room.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Somebody, let me just say, really nice areola action.
Face the window.
Really.
Face the window? Who's screaming for that?
We all are.
Oh, the guys
everybody.
Are.
Yeah, everybody.
The guy, you know, we sometimes they ask for a flash. Courtney, are you willing to give the guys over there? She says no. It's a married lady.
Kate.
All right, we go to Kate and Craig. They will both be able to answer in this round.
Kate.
Kate is our leader, incidentally.
Which Van Gogh masterpiece was sold for $40 million in 1994?
Starry Night?
No. Sunflowers.
Craig, item number three, what will you be taking off?
My pants.
Pants are coming off, and now let's see if old Craig there can miss one.
Craig. God. It's like an impossible one. Even I can't do that to him. What was Joe Louis's nickname? The boxer.
The bull. I don't know.
The brown bomber.
Kate, what are you taking off? It's now your shoes and socks?
Yes, shoes and socks.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Heather.
Heather is playing for Bruce, and Bruce is down to his last item, and so is Heather, incidentally.
Heather.
Heather is freezing to death.
Heather. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful woman, topless.
Yes.
Big, big, gigantic milk jugs.
You know, that's the description that guy was asking for before.
What is the skunk's name in Bambi?
Skunk's name in Bambi.
Yeah. Need that answer.
I want to say tatter or something like that. I know.
Flower.
Flower. And Bruce, time for you to get totally naked, but hang in there because you have to answer for Heather.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. No hesitation there.
I'm like looking over just seeing some guy's D hanging out.
And, you know, unlike the singles, when they're playing the script,
isn't it?
You know, really,
cover up for
the singles usually, like, you know, are just pressed up against the window. These married ladies are staying away.
All right, here you go now. To keep in the game.
Yep, Heather's down to her last.
Here you go. On Seinfeld, what is Jerry's father's name? On Seinfeld, what is Jerry's father's name?
I don't know, Ben.
Ben. That would be Morty.
And that's it, Heather. Time for you to get totally naked.
Oh, Heather.
Bravo.
Look at that, Jerry. Wow.
Bravo, and then there were five.
Damn. Ooh, hot. H-O-T. Hot, hot, hot.
Thank you very much, Heather and Bruce.
Let's go to Amy.
Amy will not be answering. Mike will be answering naked for Amy, who is also down to her last.
Amy's beautiful. And Amy, can I tell you something? Great nipples.
Yes. Holy.
You're a lucky guy there, Mike.
Mike.
Thank you, sir.
What disorder did Jack Nicholson's character suffer from in the movie As Good As It Gets?
Obsessive compulsive.
Whoa.
That's a pull.
That is a good pull. Amy hangs in there.
That's
and then we
a
go.
Pull.
And now we go on to round number seven.
We got a break. We got a break, so we have how many couples left, Mike?
We have five couples left. One, two, three, four. Five couples are left, and a lot of them are all on the bubble.
All right, we'll get a winner when we come back. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? With Don and Mike, hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys got a great show going.
Yeah.
I love the description of these women, but you got to do me a favor.
What?
After you give them this challenge, you say, and then they take the challenge, whether they win or lose, after you describe the women, you say you're glad they had balls to do it, and all I get is this image of a hermaphrodite. You ruin my concentration.
I have no idea what he's talking
what?
About. It's some gentleman who's...
A hermaphrodite, Don.
You mean a hermaphrodite, sir?
Is that the one that got a woman with a penis?
Don't use sexy? Words. Don't use words you don't know.
I think Joe's a hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite.
Thank you. We'll be back.
That's basically when you have a vagina and a penis both made out of marijuana.
I think we'll get a winner when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
like me, they long to be close to you. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, we didn't know. Here I was thinking we get to Buzz for the news today. My apologies. Buzz has a news show ready.
Yeah, but I want to give these couples a round of applause for making it out here on a snowy, terrible day. They are doers. Way to go. You all should be commended.
I was just on the phone with my cunny honey.
What did she have to say?
Oh, she says you watch The Dick on Channel 4.
Right.
Bob Ryan.
What did he have to say?
And she said, here's exactly what he said. I don't have a lot of confidence in this forecast.
Oh, God.
But I think we'll have 12 inches of snow on the ground by Friday morning.
Well, now, does that mean it could be more or less or what?
He was just covering his ass.
Oh, God, these guys.
I don't have a lot of confidence in this forecast, but I think we'll have 12 inches on the ground by Friday morning. Whatever. Draw your own conclusion.
No, my.
Strip trivia, we are down to 5 couples.
5 couples left in strip trivia.
Somebody's got to win. Here we go.
Michael, you're going to be answering questions for Lisa. Michael!
Lisa, step up. Beautiful Lisa. And, you know, we should say that all of these women today are really, really gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're just staring at her knockers, aren't you?
I sure as hell am.
Michael, you get this wrong. Your wife has got to take off those underpants.
Those are impressive knockers, I must say. And you know what? One of my favorite words for breasts, incidentally.
Knockers?
Knockers.
What do you got pierced there? Is it just the belly button?
Just the belly button.
Just the belly button. And
and they're real, aren't they?
My belly button?
No, your boobs.
Yes, they're
real. You're a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really a redhead?
I guess we're going to find out, maybe.
I guess we will. All right, Michael.
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 Michael. What United States president was the first to have a sign on his desk that read, "The buck stops here"?
Forget about it.
Roosevelt.
Oh, dear.
Truman.
And that's it for you, Lisa. It's time for you to get totally naked and... we'll never find out.
Oh, my God.
She's a natural.
The JonBenet Ramsey look.
And then there were 4 couples left.
Don't bother with this man. It's simply Radio's Ron Bennington.
I'm sorry. I'm just doing some show prep. Excuse me.
All right. Ron Bennington has mistakenly walked into the studio. The Ron and Fez show not on for another half hour or so.
Fez has to get something out of the pod room. It'll just take him a minute. Where did I leave my keys?
Girls, you all listen to Ron and Fez right every night on WJFK.
Let's give Ron and Fez a nice round of applause.
Ronnie, you're always welcome on this show, my friend.
You guys want to hang around later and get high? It's up to you. 7 o'clock, anything happens.
Ginny. Ginny.
Hi, Ginny.
What a shock that Ron would come in.
He just happened to stumble in here. It's amazing. He made a wrong turn in the hallway.
Actually, it's Michael.
Randy will be answering the questions for Ginny. Ginny is down to her last.
For Ginny. Randy. What personal care product was endorsed by cartoon character Little Lulu?
Aquanet.
Pardon me?
Aquanet.
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 No!
Kleenex.
And that's it. Ginny, it's time for you to get totally naked. And a landing strip.
A landing strip.
Love those landing strips. Bravo.
I thought it was a vibrator. I thought Little Lulu was always, for years, hawking the vibrator.
But that's Little Annie Fanny.
And then there's another couple gone. Wow, now they're dropping like flies.
We have 3 couples left.
So that's... Who's that gone, Mike? That's...
Lisa and Michael are gone. Ginny and Randy are gone. Maria and Neil are gone. Heather and Bruce are gone. And Michelle and Jason are gone.
So we have left Courtney and Brian.
Courtney and Brian. Kate and Craig and Amy and Mike. And let me tell you something. Right now, Kate and Craig are looking strong.
Courtney. Is it Courtney's turn?
Yes, Courtney is going to be playing, and Brian will also play. Brian is down to 2 items of clothing. There are leaders. 2 of our leaders.
Courtney. What grammatical term is jumbo shrimp an example of? Hey, come on, guys.
Guys,
listen. dummy redhead?
I didn't talk to you that time.
Are you married to the redhead?
Okay. Shut up, please.
Wait.
Oh, yes, yes, you are.
All right, here we go.
No, wait.
What is it?
Oxymoron.
There you go.
Oh, jump again.
And Brian,
can she jump again, please?
Yeah, in round seven, Brian gets to keep his clothes on. And now, Brian, let's see if you can return the favor for Courtney.
Brian, what
happened? I like Courtney doing the posing. I truly enjoy it.
Wow. Yes. Man.
Wow. How'd you end up with, no offense, such a dope for a husband?
Wait till he takes his pants off.
Oh!
What animal appears on the Canadian $2 coin?
Big Red.
Was he the talker?
Yeah.
Is that what you're
talking about? Now?
He's silent now.
Don't look at your wife. The polar bear.
Oh. Item number four. What will be coming off, Courtney?
Pants.
The pants.
Oh.
Courtney, would you allow? Hey, private pile. Would you allow your wife to say that, please?
What's coming off, Courtney?
My pants.
The pants, oh, sir.
Thank you. All right, Kate.
Lovely panties there, Courtney.
Kate.
Now, Kate is, of all the contestants, Kate is leading the pack right now, but she will be answering for Brian, who has two items of clothing remaining.
Craig.
All right, Kate.
Sorry, I was looking at Amy.
We're not like Buzz.
Sorry about that.
Kate. Oh, brother. Okay.
You know, I don't want to give them questions that are just... I'm going through the Trivial Pursuit.
Right.
I don't want them to be over-the-top, hard questions.
Okay.
What was the name of the evil enterprise on the TV show Get Smart?
I don't know.
That would be chaos.
Item number four, Craig, what will you be removing?
My boxers, because it's so damn cold in here.
All right.
All right, and...
Now, Craig, let me
come
see.
Come on, like your D and your B's are hanging out now?
Oh, they're not hanging at all.
Oh, God.
And now, Craig will be answering for Kate, who only has removed one item of clothing.
What 17-year-old reached the finals in her first tournament, the 19 and 97 U.S. Open?
Suri Pot?
Venus Williams.
Oh,
Venus,
yeah. Williams. Or Venus Williams.
Item number two, what's coming off, Kate?
My shirt.
Shirt. Oh, it's about time.
What the hell did you say?
I actually understood his answer. I thought it was a golf tournament, too.
U.S.
Open.
Here.
Oh.
Fez is in the other room now.
Hey, Fez, you having a good time in there?
I'm just doing some show prep. I needed some forms. I can find other short forms in here.
Fez is in the men's room.
Amy. Yeah. Amy, step up. Where's Mike?
Now, Mike will be answering the questions for Amy. Amy is down to her very last item of clothing.
Mike.
Take your time, Don.
Mike?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi, Don.
How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Mike. Your wife is a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Thank you, Don. Throw me a softball.
Okay.
Amy is down to her last. No pressure, Mike, but this question could mean elimination.
What kind of weather does a ring around the moon usually predict?
What kind of weather does a ring around the moon predict?
Mike, I'll tell you, ask for a softball. I believe you got one.
You're asking for a type of weather, or what is it?
A type of weather. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Snow.
Snow.
No.
Rain.
Rain, and that's it for you, Amy. Time for you to get totally naked. Oh.
And Amy. Oh. Yeah. Look at that. Oh.
Oh, wow.
My God.
Fantastic.
Statuesque.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Lovely lady.
What they do it. Clear fluid everywhere.
Okay. Kind of sorry to see her go. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Amy.
And now we're down
to two couples, and these are the couples that I expected we'd have.
Courtney and Brian.
And they're all left. Courtney, Brian, Kate, and Craig, they are all left in the game.
Courtney, step up, please.
Courtney.
Yes.
What area? No, I can't go. I can't have any.
Yeah. You know what?
We're going to break.
We're going to break, and we'll come back. And
come back with round number eight.
The final two. We're not going to have time for everybody to say goodbye tonight.
But we're going to get our winners.
We'll come back, and we'll get the final two couples, Courtney and Brian.
Very good.
And Amy and Mike. one of them wins the trip to the Caribbean and $1,000 right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not. He has the Don and Mike Show.
Well, we started with 8 couples, and we're down to 2. Down to 2. Lovely Courtney, Brian, lovely Kate, Craig. Here we go.
We go to round number 8. Courtney will be playing for Brian, who is has 2 items of clothing remaining.
And incidentally, did both of you guys bet at some point during the game tonight?
I think both these are the couples that actually were the only ones that... Actually, we had other couples that took you up and lost. They're the ones that bet you and won.
Yeah, good for you. Courtney, now your husband, Brian, is this his last article?
He is down. Brian is actually going to be... Well, Courtney is playing for Brian, and Brian has 2 items of clothing remaining.
Courtney.
Yes.
How many months long is a typical dog pregnancy?
3.
2. And Brian, you have to remove item number 4. What's coming off?
My pants.
Pants.
Pants coming off, and now Brian will play for Courtney, who is down to her very last item of clothing.
Wonderful little underpants.
Wow. Just and Courtney's doing a little dancing here, making her boobs jiggle a little bit. I'll tell you, it's just making the game wonderful.
All right, I got one for you. I've been busting on you, Brian, because you're kind of a dumb guy.
Brian, does she dance like that at home? I'm curious. Does she do a dance like that?
She's a dancer.
Oh, really?
But Brian, really, this is, I swear to God, hand selected for you. Which Kellogg's character wears the baker's hat? Which Kellogg's character wears the baker's hat? Come on, dude. Dude!
The tiger's friend.
The tiger's friend.
No, it's Snap.
Snap. And Courtney, that's Snap. It for you. It's time for you to get totally naked, but you get to stay in the game and play for Brian.
Courtney, very nice. Wow. Oh, except the JonBenet thing.
I know. Seems very popular nowadays.
Yeah.
It's what all the people are doing.
Just not my bag, baby.
Now we move on to Kate.
All the clear
Craig.
Juice has gone back in. Amy. Amy, are you ready?
Kate.
I'm sorry, Kate.
Kate is playing for Craig, who is down to his last item of clothing.
Kate. What hobby is favored by more people than any other on Earth?
Reading.
Stamp collecting.
And Craig, it's time for you to take all your clothes off.
There you go.
That evens up the game quite nicely. And now, now that like there's nobody in here, it's feeling particularly awkward with the naked men.
A lot of you wonder what Macaulay Culkin looks like naked.
Oh, my God.
And now Craig will play for Kate, who has
3
items of clothing.
3?
Yes, she is our leader still.
All right, Craig. Craig, hold on a second. Craig, where would you look for a uvula?
Flower?
No, that would be in the mouth or in the throat.
Item number 3, Kate, what's coming off?
My pants.
The pants are coming off, and we go to round number 9.
Now, this is important.
This is with Courtney.
If Courtney gets this one wrong,
that means that Kate will be the last person remaining with clothing, and Kate will win the trip to the Caribbean for Kate and her husband, Craig.
Courtney.
Yes.
Honey.
Yes.
You know I like you. But I got to tell you, these questions are all ball busters.
And I love you, Dawn.
Honey.
And look at her jiggle when she says that.
How many pints of blood are in the adult human body?
Oh.
I don't know.
And I would say this to both of you. It's between 1 and 10.
I'll take 7.
Take your pants off, Brian.
Brian, that's
the carpet matches the curtains.
And Kate
and Craig, congratulations.
You guys
are going to the Caribbean. Courtney and Brian gave you an incredible battle.
Kate.
But in the end, you prevailed, and Kate, actually, you were leading the whole game.
Now, Kate, come here. Step up on the microphone up here and say something to us. Kate, your feelings, please.
It's only because of Craig's skill at trivia that I remained fully clothed almost the whole game.
And, you know, technically, that is correct. I keep giving Kate the credit, but it was Kate's man, Craig,
no,
that had the correct answers.
All luck.
Yeah. All luck.
Kate?
Yes?
You and Craig are going to the Caribbean.
Hey, I'm excited.
A trip for two, including round trip air at 3 nights, 4 days hotel accommodations. Courtesy of I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here tonight on ABC. And have a good time with $1,000.
You will. Thank you.
Now,
way to go, guys.
Courtney? You and Brian, you came in second place. Do let me give you a dinner for two at Hooters.
Hooters!
And you've got a great pair.
You know, Courtney really was my favorite contestant. I think she was the perkiest contestant in more ways than one.
Courtney, you guys go to dinner at Hooters, and you guys also go to the Summer Sanitarium Tour. FedEx Field, July 18th with Metallica, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, Deftones, and Mudvayne. You've won tickets before you can buy them. They go on sale this Saturday, 1 o'clock. Ticketmaster locations or Ticketmaster.com.
What a great version of strip trivia it was.
Tickets courtesy of Hooters.
Way to go,
Thank
guys.
You both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you long time. Love you long time. Have a nice time, Kate.
Thank you. I will.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye,
see you later. Well, it's always such a letdown, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're all gone, and there's nobody naked in here. Bye, Courtney.
Bye, Courtney.
Oh, Courtney.
Bye, Courtney.
That little fire firecracker.
Hey, Courtney. It's coming back out again.
Oh, God.
I just had to tell you.
Oh.
It's like an earthworm.
Oh.
And she's jumping like that for Hooters. Can you imagine if she had actually won the trip?
Yeah. I don't know, Robbie. I don't know, Robbie.
I don't know.
The new episode. That's what it was like, Robin.
Wow.
See you then. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day, though.
Va-va.
Va-va.
Va-va-va-va.
I'm feeling great.
Va-va-va. Hey, Robbie, let's get some room service.
Yeah, okay. See you.
B.M. Eaters.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.